about.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? What buenos dias?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
VIG. Ah!
Gracias. Bienvenidos. I am honored to welcome you to Cinco de Mayo.
It's not often you see a Mexican in a suit.
Watch your back, my little immigrant friend.
Now, I don't have any Latin blood in me, but could I ever be the star of my own telenovela, being not being Latin?
Are you a Mexican or a Mexicat?
Who gave this son of a bitch his green card?
What's with all the Mexicans?
Holy sombrero.
Hello, Mexicans. Why don't you amigos go by the cannon? Wave your arms.
That's right, Mexico. Or as I like to call it, God's blind spot.
You boys like Mexico?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
That's my John.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
That's something you get a facial on to.
Roll another one.
Frankly, it's making me uncomfortable.
Just like the other one.
All right, all right, all right.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Go home to mommy.
Another year.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Okay, it's gotta be the Mexicans, right?
Roll.
Why do you use offensive
language? Well, I don't have another cent.
Would you believe a girl from L.A. would love Bill Withers?
No.
That's the business we call show.
Just pass it around.
Look, because, look. That's not how you make America great. And now.
How are you, Marisol?
Hi, good morning.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
23.
And what celebrity do you most resemble?
I don't know. Mexican.
Our feature presentation.
Marisol!
Dedicate today's Cinco de Mayo show to our friend Marisol, who looks like Mexican.
Oh, I loved her.
So good.
She's fine, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, welcome into yet another all-new Kevin and Bean show. This time, wouldn't you know it, it's for a Friday. The 5th of May.
Yes.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. Want you guys to know I planned ahead and got ahead of it because I am very suggestible when it comes to food.
Okay.
Like I won't be thinking about any kind of a food, but then I see somebody and they've got a pizza or they've got a breakfast burrito or they've got whatever they've got and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that's all you want.
Yeah. It happens. When Kevin starts talking about ice cream sundaes, all of a sudden how fast can I get an ice cream sundae?
Right.
That's just me. So I knew that today was going to be a tough day because all I was going to hear about was Mexican food. And I was going to want Mexican food so bad and probably not, you know, have access to it immediately. So I went out and had it last night.
Look at you.
So I cuatro de mayo'd it, had some Mexican food for dinner last night, and now I am sated. No matter how much Mexican food I see on my TV today or hear about on the radio, I'll be like, just had it. Just had it. Fine.
But won't you be like, just had it, could have it again?
Yeah, that's what I'd be.
Right? I need it now again.
I generally am not a multiple day in a row Mexican food guy. But we'll see how.
What's wrong with you?
Right? You okay?
We'll see how it goes. Okay. But I thought that was very very clever, if I may pat myself on the back, and very proactive to try to get ahead of that.
Indeed. It was proactive.
Good job,
is what it was.
Do I spend too much time thinking about the food I'm going to eat?
Possibly. And talking about it, really.
Do you guys lay in bed at night dreaming of what you're going to eat the next day? Because I do.
You know what I dream about? Like literally lay down in my bed, set my alarm, and I think, oh my God, I can have coffee soon.
Coffee, that's
oh,
that's
I think about coffee as I fall asleep. I love coffee so much.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, I get that. Anyway, I did mention it is Friday. We do have a big show today, including the first chance at the Weenie Roast tickets, by the way, is going to be in about 15 minutes. We very rarely dole out the Weenie Roast tickets this early, but in about 15 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win some for the concert coming up 2 weeks from Saturday. First, though, I want to start with I'm very excited about this news report that I saw from Fox Channel 9 in Minnesota.
Okay.
Maybe we've talked about this before. There's no radio commercial I hate more than 1-877 Cars for Kids.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Yeah.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids.
Yeah, that's the one. With every ounce of my body, hate that commercial so much.
Yeah.
And because I listen to KNX every morning, mm-hmm. they play it like five times an hour. And yeah. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, and a lot of sports radio plays it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because they don't have commercials there to sell, so they play charitable ads. Mm-hmm. And that's what if you're not familiar with the company Cars for Kids, they ask you to donate your car, and then it's very vague in the ad, but somehow they give the money to kids. What's your impression of what they're doing with the money, Allie?
You make it seem scandalous.
Well, somehow, I mean, what are they doing with it?
Well, they give it to kids.
Meaning what? The kids just line up outside the company, and they just peel off a 20 and send them home.
Yes, or like, or way to go, Tommy. Have a great day.
Is it programs that they're?
I'm sure it's programs for kids, and I'm sure some of those cars might even go to programs for kids to help move things and bring food in, that type of thing.
I want Cars for Kids.
Ralph is here. Ralph is a Cars for Kids expert.
Oh, good. Because I want them out of business. I want them. I want everyone who's associated with the company or the commercial in prison. What do you know about it, Ralph?
It's very controversial because they don't tell you what the charity is.
Really?
And in reality, the people who have done the research say what it amounts to basically is they provide money to kids for Jewish camps.
I'm sorry, what?
They provide money to send kids to religious Jewish camps.
And you are 100% correct, and this is the story that I saw from Minnesota Fox 9 today.
It is scandalous.
Minnesota Attorney General Lori Swanson has been investigating Cars for Kids in Minnesota, and the years 2012, 2013, and 2014, they raised $3 million from donors in Minnesota. How much was spent on charitable programs for Minnesota residents? $11,600. The vast majority of the money went to the parent company, Ura Incorporated, which is a New Jersey company whose mission it is to promote Orthodox Judaism among children. They run summer camps for Jewish kids.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's where all the money's going.
Yeah, and then they're very controversial because a lot of people think they're giving money to underprivileged kids or helping
kids who are poor.
And it really has nothing to do with that.
That's exactly right,
Ralph. Cars for Kids.
Two-thirds of the participants in those programs were children from New York and New Jersey. As of March 2015, only three kids in Minnesota had participated in those programs. And again, millions of dollars coming from Minnesota. And this is just one state that the Attorney General has been investigating them. And it sounds like, Ralph, you knew. Maybe there's other states have been looking into them as well.
There are, yeah.
Ew!
So now we hate them more, right?
I hate them all.
Not that we hate Jews.
No,
or any religious program.
No.
But it's sort of a bait and switch. It kind of
gets. Absolutely.
Not, obviously not. They're not promising one thing and delivering another. They're promising nothing, but giving an impression that your donation will help somehow kids who are underprivileged. And that,
exactly.
That's not
I literally thought it went to kids' charities. Or they gave the cars to kids.
That's what you thought, Allie?
No, give them old
beaters and just say, here, take a joyride.
Enjoy
kids.
This Oldsmobile, Jeff.
Take your 4-year-old daughter to McDonald's.
That if it was like a van, it would help them get the food to the kids, that type of thing.
Well, I think what they're very
not vans for kids.
I don't know.
Allie.
Not sure why I said van.
I don't either.
Listen, let's focus on the Orthodox Jewish charity right now.
Feeling you, Cause for Kids.
And by the way, Ralph, you're absolutely right. If they put an ad out that said, hey, we think Judaism is important and we want to pass it along to the next generation and teach them religious teaching, people who wanted to donate that, it would be perfectly legitimate to donate to that.
It was 1-800-JUNKERS-FOR-JEWS. They would know.
There you go.
Exactly.
So when I saw this ad, though, the
Jewy
first thing
jalopies? something 1-800 Jewy Jalopies.
Turn off his mic. It could
I'm
get
just
bad.
Saying.
It could get bad.
You could tell people.
Jewy Jalopies.
First thing I thought though was, oh, if they're coming, if they're getting this word out in Minnesota, people are going to start donating. Stop donating. Maybe that'll happen across the country, and then they'll go out of business, and then all those people will die in debtor's prison. That are involved in the conspiracy.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
Look, travel back to Charles Dickens' time and go to debtor's prison.
I hope that this is the first domino.
But,
that's
or
all I'd
if
say.
They stop donating in Minnesota, they're going to need money even more desperately, and they're going to
more commercials.
Up the commercials.
No, don't even say that.
More cars for
please don't
kids
say that.
And more Jewy Jalopies.
Here's what I'm saying: stop it with the cars for kids commercial,
and
stop giving them money unless you now that you know where it's going. If that's where you want them to go, fine. But otherwise, if you think like Allie did that this is for underprivileged kids, then don't give them money. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
I'm so upset.
I'm so delighted. Are you kidding me? This is great news. We're bringing them down, you guys.
Are we really?
Yes. Look, taking cars for kids off KNX to me is like blowing up the Death Star. I mean, this is huge progress.
What does Minnesota have to do with KNX?
Because I'm just saying this is the beginning of the end for this front, this charity that pretends to be a charity. That's what I'm saying. I'm hoping that that's where this is headed.
Getting very excited for a victory that hasn't even really happened yet in Minnesota. Yeah.
Let's talk about today's all-new Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
I'm not familiar with any of those words.
Well, come back to the
show. Show up to work once in a while.
You will be. As I mentioned, we got your tickets for the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2017 that we'll give you in about 10 minutes or so here on K-Rock. Also, brand-new internet roundup on the show today. And we got a whole bunch of great Cinco de Mayo stuff for you. Beer Mug, for instance, was at the Fan Fiesta for this weekend's Canelo Chavez fight, which, as you know, is a huge fight.
Yeah.
And he talked to a lot of people involved in it. And by involved, I mean people who plan to watch the fight.
Oh, no.
Very funny comedian Al Madrigal. We're always happy to have on the show. He's got a new Showtime special debuting tonight. He'll be in us in on the 8 o'clock hour. Our old friend Gustavo Arellano is going to be joining us on the program today. He's the Ask a Mexican guy, don't you know?
Yeah, we can't talk about that.
I know we can't, but okay. He is going to definitively direct us where to go to the best Mexican food in LA and OC. That's very strongly debated, by the way.
It's absolutely strongly debated, yeah. And I won't agree with anything he says.
Gustavo is pretty much the expert on all these things, though.
I know. I have my set place, which isn't for everybody, but I just like the name.
Okay. That's a good way to choose restaurants, I guess. Also, more VIP passes to the K-Rock Super Games and Brewfest Especial, which is happening this weekend at Santa Anita Park. We got King Arthur tickets. We got Galaxy versus the Fire tickets and Winnie Rose tickets, too, as
you,
I mentioned.
You want to know the name?
Sure.
Pinche's Tacos. I'll tell you what it means off the air.
Plus, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. That's next on K-Rock. 5 minutes from right now, we'll give you your tickets for the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2017. So you can join us 2 weeks from tomorrow at StubHub. Ralph is here now. Time for our first look at the Cinco de Mayo showbiz beat. What's going on?
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone.
Thank you.
If you're sober enough to hear me. Drunkards.
At this hour, you think people are already drunk?
Oh, yeah. You know, man, how they are. Glug, glug, glug. Right?
Who?
The Gluggers.
Oh, the Gluggers, yeah.
Yeah. It's the name of my old band in the 60s. Used to open up. For all the big names.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Gluggers.
What, you were on Ed Sullivan?
Yeah, we were on Ed Sullivan.
Wow.
Sure, yeah. Do you know Cinco de Mayo is only the fourth drunkest holiday in the United States?
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
So get to work, America.
Should we guess what the other ones are?
The first three are all St. Patrick's Day. No, you can guess if you want to. You want to guess?
I would think St. Patrick's Day.
Second.
I would say New Year's Eve.
Well, first.
And I would say Flag Day.
I'm sorry, what happened now?
I don't know. The third
would
be...
You won't get the third, so...
I won't?
No.
So
is it 4th of July?
No.
Hmm.
Halloween?
I told you wouldn't get it.
Christmas.
And yet you still persist on your guessing games.
Arbor Day.
I was going to say Arbor Day. Beat
was
me to
it Arbor Day?
Thanksgiving Eve.
Oh, makes so much sense.
They say is the third drunkest holiday in the United States.
You're in your hometown. You're in your hometown bar. You're talking to some girl from high school, and you're like, let's do this.
What happened to you?
You do it. Come on. That happens every Thanksgiving Eve. You go to your hometown bar.
High school girls on Thanksgiving Eve?
No, from your high school. that you went to high school with. You see a guy from high school and you're like, remember that time? And then you guys totally do it.
What if you live in the hometown you went to where you grew up and went to high school?
No, you should travel.
It's completely useless.
Friday.
It's so many levels.
I think Allie may be one of the gluggers.
I think she's a glugger.
Hey, Ralph, since Cinco de Mayo, do you want to change up your music?
Yeah, sure. Let's change it up. Ooh, I like this. Right? A little salsa feel. It makes me feel like I'm on a Mexican game show, though, and I'm thinking something over. I need to give an answer.
Hold on, no, I got something else. But,
okay.
How about this one?
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, this is
that won't get in your way.
That won't be hard to talk over at all. That's a nice, innocuous hold on. Music bed.
How about this one?
Oh, I like that one.
That one's good.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe we want to go old school then. Right. Maybe we want to go back to the...
Don Francisco, Chip.
Sad news. Mario Magliari has passed away. You may not know his name, but you know his work. He owned both at one time, the Rainbow Bar and Grill and the Whiskey a Go-Go. On Los Angeles' famed Sunset Strip in Hollywood. He was 93 years old. Passed away this week. It's a pretty good run.
Yeah.
For rock and roll, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bean, you used to hang out in the Rainbow and the Whiskey, didn't you, back in the day?
Well, I don't go so much since Lemmy's gone, but yeah, he and I were inseparable back in the day.
I remember.
Hanging out at the Rainbow, yeah.
Is Bella Hadid crushing on a married man? Well, that's what the New York Post says. She says the supermodel hit it off with a hotel empresario named Hank Freed during a flight from New York to Miami. They exchanged phone numbers, and he turned down her offer to go out to a nightclub later that night when they landed, which is probably good news for his wife back home.
Yeah, F you, Hank. Why are you giving your number out?
Because maybe they have some business they would like to.
Yeah, I know
interact.
What business. In her meat wallet.
Eve, on Thanksgiving Eve. It's all going to go down for those two. The sexiest of all the holidays.
Come on.
Thanksgiving Eve.
It's pretty sexy.
It's not. And on this day in 1934, comedy history was made. Can you guess what happened on this day in 1934?
Oh, man.
Comedy history.
Does it have something to do with the first,
yes.
Abbott and Costello movie or something?
Something
or
along those lines.
Laurel and Hardy?
No, keep going. Not either of those comedy
The Marx
teams.
Brothers?
No, but you're on the right track.
Lucille Ball? Eddie Cantor? Just thinking of names. Just thinking of old people names.
No, you're missing out on
comedy
the best.
From the...
I'll give you a hint.
All the three Stooges!
Spread out, you two. Hey, leave him alone.
Wise guy.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
The first Stooges movie was released.
How about that?
In 1934 on this day. So celebrate by poking somebody in the eyes or braining them with a pipe.
Oh.
I'll brain you.
And that's just hit him with a pipe?
Just hit him with a pipe.
Okay.
On the head.
Obama and Biden. Are you kidding? The three Stooges.
Yeah. Those two guys are the three Stooges, Hank Williams Jr. Today's celebrity birthdays, actress Danielle Fishel is 36 years old today. We love Danielle right here. She, of course, was on Boy Meets World, and then the sequel Girl Meets World.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely and talented. She used to host a show called The Dish, too, over on E!
Mm-hmm.
It was very funny.
It was like The Soup.
It was like The Soup, but it was for daytime, I think. Yeah. Anyway, she was good. Henry Cavill, Superman himself. 34 years old today. Chris Brown. Boo. Sadly, he gets another year older. He's 28 years old. And singer Adele celebrates her 29th birthday. What do you do on Adele's birthday, Allie? How do you celebrate?
Well, I've got my Adele room, so I'm going to go home right after this and light the candles and just, you know, pray. I'm just very thankful for her.
Is it Thanksgiving Eve last night, Ben? Oh, is that what that means?
Yeah.
Hey, we went to high school together. Let's glug.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. As promised, we're opening up the phones right now. We're looking for contestants who want to play a game to win their tickets, or maybe your tickets, for the Sold Out K-Rock Weedy Roasty Fiesta 2017. Call right now. The show is Saturday, May 20th at StubHub Center. We'll play the game right after this on K-Rock. LA and OC's Alternative Rock. It's 106.7 KROQ. You know the station doesn't make a big deal about it, Allie. Mm-hmm. But this year's Weenie Roast, coming up in 2 weeks, is the 25th Weenie Roast.
Is it?
We have been putting on this show for a long time, and it's always great. And yeah, this year, I think, with Lord and Incubus and Imagine Dragons and Cage the Elephant, 311 Paramore, Lana Del Rey, Dream Car, and all the rest, I think it's going to be another fantastic day in the sun. This time we're at the StubHub Center. We're giving away some tickets right now at 1-800-520-1067. The game is called Famous Weenies.
Can you name the famous weenie? Yes, you can. It's super easy. Time to name that dong. It's so big and long. It's Famous Weenies.
What?
All right. Famous Weenies is the topic here, and we're not talking about hot dogs here, okay? There are actors and musicians and celebrities who are famous for whatever it is they do for a living, but they're also famous for having a reputation of walking around with a beer can between their legs, shall
we
say.
Oh, my God.
All right. We're talking about donkey dogs here. And we're going to give you a description of the person who has the famous weenie. He is reputed to be large. And all you have to do is name the celebrity. So that's easy enough. These are famous weenies, right?
It's Famous Weenies.
You're in the Hall of Fame.
Used to be until they hear this tape. Let's start with our friend Norman. He's in Glendale. And Allie, you're a little bit concerned because of what we're about to say to Norman.
Norman, are you okay with this?
This is a little bit of a weird topic.
It is. And I know you didn't know that when you called, and I see that you're a high school math teacher and worried about somehow negatively influencing the students. So this can stay between us adults, right?
Okay.
All right, Norman. Famous Weenies is the topic. He is one of the handsomest actors in Hollywood. He finally won his Emmy in 2015 in the final season of playing Don Draper on TV's Mad Men. He also has an enormous hog. Who is he?
Is it John Hamm?
It is John Hamm. Hang on. You're in the drawing, Norman. Well done. Let's go to Jeff up next, Garden Grove. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Doing
great.
Just
talking weenies, Jeff.
Just talking weenies, right? As if being the drummer for the multi-platinum-selling Motley Crue did not make him famous enough, he also co-starred in one of the most watched sex tapes of all time with his former wife, Playmate, and Baywatch star Pam Anderson. Is it big? He literally steered a boat with it on the tape. Who owns this famous weenie?
What is his name?
It's Famous Weenie.
Let the man answer, Chip. Go ahead.
Mr. Lee?
First name, please.
No.
Pamela Anderson and Motley Crue drummer.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot his name.
I'm so sorry. We were looking for Tommy Lee is who we were hoping to hear from you today. Tommy Lee. But thank you for playing. Thank you for calling. Let's try John in Hammett. Hey, John. Hello, John.
Oh, hi.
It's Did we John. Wake you? You okay?
Yeah, no, sorry. It's John.
All right. Anyone else confused?
Just thinking about weenies.
Another actor, he played a sadistic slave owner in 12 Years a Slave, the title role in the Steve Jobs movie, and a young Magneto in the X-Men prequels. He was born in Germany, raised in Ireland, but is ready to take you to Schlongville. Who owns this famous weenie?
I don't know.
You don't have Michael Fassbender's name. I'm sorry. Michael Fassbender is who we were looking for.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Thank you for the call. Allie, how are you doing playing the game?
I'm 3-for-3.
All right. Diana's in Burbank. She's up next. Hey, Diana.
Hi.
Welcome to Famous Weenies.
It's Famous Weenies.
This long-running Saturday Night Live cast member also spent multiple seasons on Just Shoot Me and appears in almost every one of his friend Adam Sandler's movies, too. He's also well-known for putting the Dickie in Dickie Roberts. Who is he?
He is... Oh, my God. I know this.
Okay, great.
Shoot.
Share it with us.
Oh, my God.
Just Shoot Me? David Spade, yes.
Good poll.
Don't say good poll when we're doing Famous Weenies.
Sorry.
Do you mind? All right, you're in the drawing. Thank you. Let's go to Valencia. Let's say hi to Raul. Hey, Raul.
Hey.
You have seen this actor as a Jedi in the Star Wars prequels, a master of martial arts as a Batman movie villain, but perhaps he's most famous for his particular set of skills in the Taken franchise. One of his skills is making sure you never walk again after you lie down with him. Who has this famous weenie?
Liam Neeson.
It is Liam Neeson. You are correct, sir, and you are in the drawing. Well done. All right, we got time for a couple more. Let's try, how about Javier at Upland? Hey, Javi, how you doing? How you doing, man? Happy Cinco de Mayo. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks. How you doing?
All right. This well-hung heartthrob is another musician. He has several platinum albums and singles, but his most enduring top 10 hit came out in 1996. It has been played in every strip club in America every night since then. In fact, Channing Tatum also danced to it in the film Magic Mike. Here's an audio clue of the song that we are talking about. You tell me what singer owns this famous weenie. Who are we talking about, Javier?
I believe that's Jenemy. Golly!
Oh, you're so close.
I'm thinking of the name.
It's
it's right there.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Close, though.
Genuine is what we were looking
for.
Genuine.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. He's saying about a pony, but he's really more like a horse, if you get my meaning. But, all right. Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate you playing. All right. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah.
Let's make it Jason LaPuente. Hey, Jason.
Hi, Dennis.
All right. Famous weenies. Let's see if we can get you in the drawing to win these Weenie Roast tickets. A 2016 inductee into the National Association of Broadcasting's Hall of Fame, this lady killer DJ is half of the Kevin DeBean Morning Radio Show. On the world famous K-Rock, serving L.A. and Orange County and the world. Here's an audio clue. Here's an audio clue. Who owns this famous weenie? I'm sure I got a badge for banging. Who are we talking about there? Name that DJ on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Jason. DJ Beer Mug.
I'm sorry. Oh, we were looking for Bean, the well-known Bean is who we were looking for there. I'm sorry you didn't get in the drawing. All right. It's Raul and Diana and Norman. They're all in the running to win some tickets for the K-Walk Reedy Rose coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow. Miss Allie McKay, who's our winner, please?
Congratulations, Raul.
Yeah!
Raul.
Oh, my God.
You're going to have to explain to your friends and your family and, more importantly, your parents that you just won a game by knowing the penis size of celebrities. Thanks for playing, man. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thanks, guys.
Famous Weenies.
It's Famous Weenies.
Hi.
Friday morning. That means the movie beat. Ralph is here. Hit it, Steve.
In a world someone has been watching, one man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
It's here. The weekend we've all been waiting for. Why is that music so loud? Thank you.
Hey, we're having a Cinco de Mayo party. Come on, it gets out of control sometimes.
We've all been waiting for. Movie theaters will be packed everywhere around the Southland this weekend so we can finally see Three Generations, right? The drama about transitioning from female to male.
I'm not sure that's the movie
that's the one
people are waiting for.
Everyone told me they're going to the movies this weekend.
Hmm.
Let's take a look at what else is in the Southland Cineplexes. The Dinner is in limited release this weekend. Richard Gere, Laura Linney, Steve Coogan, and Rebecca Hall. How about that for a cast? It's a look about how far parents will go to protect their children based on a wildly popular novel by an author named Herman Koch. I believe it is. I want to say Koch after that last segment. I don't want to get in any trouble. Here's some clips from the trailer of The Dinner.
Hi, love. It's Mom. Your father doesn't know about tonight, and I'd like to keep it that way. Nobody will ever find out if we just keep cool.
Dad? Are you just on my phone?
He's going to turn us in. I know.
These boys have committed a horrific crime.
It was an accident.
I'm going to set a press conference in public as a family.
You make a decision like this, you also decide the future of my son.
What will he become if he gets away with us?
Fascinating subject matter, by the way.
I will see anything Steve Coogan's in.
What do you do when your kid's a criminal? Does your biological imperative to protect your children override your sense of decency when they've done something awful? What do you do with your kids?
How awful?
See how you are?
I mean, I think that makes a difference.
Yeah.
Patriots fan. No black or white for you
I'm
people,
not sure
is
how
it?
That...
It's all gray, man. Oh, win the Super Bowl? Sure.
Did he steal a pack
takes.
Of gum? Did he murder a family of four?
Right?
Right.
And then take their gum.
Right. He yeah. loves gum.
That kid loves
little
gum.
Little Johnny.
Three generations. I mentioned it earlier. It's a story of Ray, who decides to transition from female to male. Ray's mother, Maggie, has to come to terms with the decision and track down Ray's biological father to get his legal consent as well. It is a very current problem going on in America right now as more and more transgenders are becoming self-aware at an earlier age and the effect that it has on their families. Naomi Watts, Elle Fanning, Susan Sarandon, and Tate Donovan all star in this film. Elle Fanning's performance, by the way, is said to be remarkable as Ray. Three Generations is the name of the film. Here are some clips from the trailer.
Periods have never been easy on young men.
Why can't she just be a lesbian?
Because she's not a lesbian, Mom. She's a boy.
What if he turns around one day and says, Mom, I made a mistake?
Prolonging this doesn't keep me a girl any longer. It just keeps me from being who I already am.
So you leave your family and start a new one?
I didn't leave my family.
I feel pretty left.
So you like our brother?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Why sort of?
Because I was born in a girl's body.
I'm a girl in a girl's body. I think.
Right? No?
Right.
No one's interested?
Yes. No, I think it's a fascinating topic.
It's supposed to be great.
Great cast.
And then also, a little tiny little independent film, I don't know, a shoestring budget, mm-hmm. called Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Yay!
I think it's about some English teachers who get together to teach inner city kids macrame.
I don't think that's it at all.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it about superheroes protecting the galaxy and kicking ass?
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about. Chris Pratt, Zoe Saldana, Dave Bautista, Vin Diesel as Baby Groot. Director James Gunn is back as well. It is the second go-round with these folks, including the awesome Rocket Raccoon, who in this scene is trying to teach Baby Groot how to operate a bomb. Those two kids are so crazy together.
The fate of the universe lies on your shoulders. Now, whatever you do, don't push this button. Because that will set off the bomb immediately, and we'll all be dead. Now, repeat back what I just said.
I'm Groot.
No! No, that's the button that will kill everyone. Try again.
I'm Groot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Groot.
Uh-huh.
I'm Groot.
No!
Is this the funniest of the sci-fi franchises, do you think, Ralph?
I don't know. Deadpool's pretty funny.
Deadpool, yeah.
Ant-Man's pretty funny.
Sure. Ant-Man's pretty funny, too. So I don't know, Bean. I don't know if you answered your
Plus,
question.
Plus, Batman v Superman.
Oh!
He's
hilarious. Oh, that Affleck side-splitting. But this movie promises to be everything you hope that it's going to be. And the music, the soundtrack alone is worth the price of admission. That's my pick for the weekend, obviously. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the movie beats.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman.
Ralph Garman.
Movie beat.
You're listening to the world-famous Q-Rock at 106.7 KROQ. This is the Kevin DeBean Show for a Cinco de Mayo. By the way, our friend,
yeah?
I almost forgot, Al Madrigal's name, is going to be joining us in studio. Very funny comedian with a new Showtime special. He'll be here later on today. Also, Gustavo Arellano will be here as well. Got a brand new internet roundup, and we'll make some time for your phone calls for what's good as well. Speaking of phone calls, we got an interesting message left for us on the Afro line yesterday, Allie.
Oh.
Okay. You know, today's the Cinco de Mayo.
Sure.
And apparently our friend Rudy Cisneros wanted to leave us a tip on how to celebrate because he's, you know, he's down with the brown and he knows the best way to celebrate a holiday like today. And I haven't heard this yet, but I understand this is good information for all of us looking to make plans for Cinco de Mayo.
Hey, what's up, fool? Like, it's Rudy Cisneros, dog, and, like, Cinco de Mayo, which is, like, the most important day ever. And, like, you know, we're celebrating, of course, when old Saint Nick drove the snakes out of Tenochtitlan.
I don't think that doesn't sound.
And you know that's like a big deal. So everybody, like, get a Raiders helmet, and then put some like horchata in there.
All right.
And then just take your huevos, dog. Your balzinis, and like just dip them in there, and let it like soak in. Como se dice, a sponge, fool. And then get blazed out.
Okay.
And then, you know, like, have some sweet sex with your Jaina, and don't tell her about her fupa. Like, you know, just for one night, like, you know, let it slide. She's got, like, the nalgas and cheeks drapery, you know, over her panocha, like a floppy.
Okay.
All right, Don. Hey, you know what I was thinking about the other day, fool?
Yes, Ricky.
Dinosaurs.
Oh.
It's crazy, right?
It's crazy. All right, thank you.
Well, that's good advice, though, letting the fupa slide for today.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Well, it's a holiday, yeah. You know. All right, Ralph brought us a story earlier in the week that I am still fascinated with. This is the band, the Eagles, mm-hmm. versus Hotel California Baja. Now, this is a hotel that had the name Hotel California long before the Eagles song. Way back in 1950, this hotel in Baja, California, Baja, Mexico, was called Hotel California. But the name has been changed many times since then with ownership changes and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And back in 2001, the new owners bought it, and they decided to not just change the name back to the Hotel California, but to also very strongly tie into the Eagles song and album by piping music through the hotel sound system, by selling Hotel California T-shirts, by referring to the hotel as legendary, and kind of making it sound like the Eagles got their inspiration for that song from their hotel.
Right.
Which isn't the case. So it's a very gray legal area here. I don't know what's going to end up happening with this. But we talked about the story with Ralph Showbizby during the week, but now we thought we might get some more information. The owner of the Hotel California from Baja, Mexico, on the phone with us right now here on K-Rock. Hello there, sir or madam.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Kevin Abincho on K-Rock. We had an interview scheduled with you today.
Yes, how are you doing?
We're doing fine. What is your name, sir?
First of all, I'm not the owner of the hotel.
I'm sorry, you're not. I got bad information.
I'm the manager. Manager of the hotel.
The manager. All right.
But I'm okay to talk to you.
Okay. Well, we appreciate that. What can you tell us about the hotel's response to the lawsuit by the rock and roll band the Eagles?
I don't know why they're suing us, man.
Well, they're suing you because they think that you're falsely claiming that your hotel was the inspiration for their hit song.
I can't tell you why they think that, man. I can't tell you why.
Okay.
I can't tell you why.
That just sounds like you're just naming another Eagles song in defense of their charge against you.
No, man. It's just this Hotel California, and they had, like, songs that Hotel California.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just our hotel is legendary. That's all I can say. I'm not saying we, like, influenced them or nothing. I mean, but we're not a new kid in town, you know? We've been here for a long time.
Okay.
It sounds like Hotel California is being played on an acoustic guitar in the background. Is that?
I don't know, man. No? That's just Oscar. He's just playing something. Okay. I don't know what he's playing.
It's uh-huh. Hotel California.
Who knows? It could be any song. I don't know what it is.
But it's not. Yeah. It is actually the song that the Eagles wrote and recorded in Hotel California.
Hey, take it easy, okay?
Okay.
Take it easy. It could be any song.
Look, you can name all the Eagles songs you want, and doesn't that just make your case weaker because once again, you are trademarking their lyrics and their name to make your hotel more popular?
Listen, okay, I don't know why you're upset. In the long run, none of this matters, okay? In the big picture, I think love will keep us alive, and mm-hmm. they just need to get over it.
Okay, what is your defense going to be, though? You're going to claim that this is just a coincidence, that you're not trying to make it sound like the Eagles are in business with you?
I'm going to say one of these nights, okay, they should come down to this hotel, and they should figure themselves that, you know, we take it to the limit here, but we don't go too far, okay?
Come on.
And you're going to be representing yourself in court, sir, or are you going to have attorneys speak for you?
I'm going to represent myself because I have lived life in the fast lane, okay? And okay. I know how these things work.
All right.
And I'm not about to have a heartache tonight because this band wants to try to sue me. I mean, they have lion eyes, in my opinion.
Right.
And when I look at them, I can tell. And I just think I have a peaceful, easy feeling about what's going to happen.
I am fascinated with how long this conversation can go on at this point. Fascinated
forever.
Now. I suggest everyone just relax, kick back, have a tequila sunrise, you know, celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Uh-huh. Right.
Maybe put on a James Dean movie.
Sure.
And let everyone know they have the best of my love, because my heart is just out there for everyone, and I mean no problems for no one.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think you did it. I think you did it. You convinced me. Well done, sir.
Why isn't that witchy woman plotting? She should be clapping, too.
I am.
Okay, good. I'm already gone.
LA and OC's Alternative Rock is 106.7 KROQ. I promised you the opportunity to get on the air today. We want you to be part of the show with Kevin Bean's What's Good.
Mm-hmm.
Phone lines are open at 1-800-520-1067. We'll talk to you right after the top of the hour. I wonder what kinds of things people call about today. Maybe Cinco de Mayo related?
We hear from people all the time, oh, you guys aren't talking about this, or did you hear this story, or you guys should mention this. Here's your opportunity. Listen to the show when you can be a part of the show. Call in and tell us what we're missing. Tell us what's good.
And by the way, let's be honest, probably make the show better too, right?
Of course.
Well,
of course.
Because you probably make better choices than we do.
Yes, you've heard the show. You know you can do better than this. It's time to step up to the mic.
And by the way, in honor of the big Canelo Chavez fight this weekend, if you want to call about that, Beer Mug has a bunch of interviews with fans of those guys coming up later on today. But if you want to talk about that, we can dip into that as well. So anything on your mind, comments, questions, problems, we are ready to believe you. 1-800-520-1067. Give us a call. Get on the air next with Kevin Bean's What's Good. Ralph is here now on a Friday morning, Cinco de Mayo. Time for another look at the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Speaking of Cinco de Mayo. Get this, an 18-year-old student from Mexico has created a bra that can detect breast cancer.
How?
Julian Rios Cantu has created an innovative new bra that can sense signs of breast cancer in its early stages when chances of successful treatment are much greater.
Go on.
It contains 200 biosensors that map the breast surface and detect temperature changes and any differences in size. Both of those indicators, warmer temperatures and a boost in size, could mean more blood flow, which would signal a cancerous cell growth.
Huh.
So it monitors the temperature and size ratio of the breast tissue, and any increase in blood flow in that area sometimes indicates that there's a cancerous cells growing.
Did you say he was a teenager?
Yes, 18 years old.
Oh, my God.
Right?
That is usually not how a breast obsession ends up working its way out. I'm just saying, the average teenager who's thinking about a woman's breast getting bigger is not thinking about how to diagnose them with early cancer. That's all.
Shut up, okay?
Well, apparently, Bean, Julian's invention was inspired by his mother's own battle with breast cancer.
Well, good for him.
Which wound up resulting in a double mastectomy. So he came up with this idea of what he's calling the auto-exploration bra.
Wow. That's fascinating.
Well, good for him.
It's pretty impressive. Pretty goddamn impressive.
You know what I was doing when I was his age?
Yes, we do. We're moving on.
Pants were down. I know that much. Sad news. I want to give a salute to a legend in local Los Angeles music history, Mario Magliari. Magliari, rather. Founder and owner of both Los Angeles landmarks, the Whiskey A Go Go and the Rainbow Bar and Grill. Passed away yesterday at the age of 93. He was already managing the Whiskey on the Sunset Strip when it was the center of the music scene in the 60s, thanks to the bands like The Doors and The Birds and others. And that's when he decided to buy Villanova Restaurant next door with Whiskey owner Elmer Valentine, and they renamed it The Rainbow in 1972, and it's been
That's rock and roll, what can I say?
It is, Rodney. It's been a legendary rock and roll place ever since, made famous, of course, by the Motorhead's late frontman Lemmy, who was a regular at The Rainbow, and sad news. But 93's,
the Monkees.
Now the Monkees, I don't believe, were ever at The Rainbow. They probably were, actually. And while we're talking about music, this is sad to me. Saxa is dead.
Oh.
I'm sorry, who?
Saxa.
This is a name in the music business that I should know?
A legendary name in the music business.
Why do I not know who Saxa is?
Saxa, whose real name was Lionel Augustus Martin, was a Jamaican session musician who played the saxophone.
Okay.
And when he was already 50 years old, he was asked to join a little British ska pop band known as the English Beat.
Oh! Yay!
After they split up, he went on to play with two other bands that grew out of that band. A little band called General Public, another band called Fine Young Cannibals.
Oh, wow.
And played the sax for those bands, too.
What a career.
He was 87 years old when he passed away yesterday. Saxa. Let's come over here a little Saxa.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah,
they'll
play soon.
Here we go. When there's no one around,
It was like his signature thing, man.
Yeah. Not a lot of solos. Just, no.
He did, but not in that particular song. I'll find better audio next time.
Better saxa.
Well,
such good bands.
Yeah, great bands. Great He's bands. Responsible for a lot of pleasure for a lot of us over the years.
Yes.
Why did that just sound weird?
It's not weird.
You just sang pleasure songs.
Because it's Bean. You can't help it. You got it.
Yeah, it's a little creepy.
You got a dominant creepy gene that just creepy will at all. Not go away.
You're reading into it that way, but that's
you
not how it's being said.
Creepy.
That's not how it's being thought. I'm just saying the guy gave us a lot of musical joy. That's all.
I mean, creepy.
Yes.
Today's celebrity birthday is Danielle Fishel is 36 years old today. I love Danielle.
I do, too.
She is a lovely and talented lady and...
brought us a lot of pleasure.
She did bring us a lot of pleasure.
Pleasure. It sounds moist coming out of your mouth
It's
some way.
Not, though. Again,
in some way. It's
maybe
very...
you should be looking inside yourself.
See?
See, it I sounds mean, creepy when you on. Say that. It just sounds kind of sloppy and moist when you say...
Tube tops. Get ready for tube top summer.
You know, when I was hanging out with Danielle Fishel, always makes me think of this, is when we did that staged reading of the Space Jam script.
Yes.
Jensen Karp put together a staged mm-hmm. reading of Space Jam,
mm-hmm.
and we all did it up on stage, and I did a bunch of voices, and Danielle played Lola Bunny in the thing. She was adorable. And we had DeAndre Jordan, and we had
Blake Griffin
uh-huh, playing Michael Jordan. It was awesome.
Good times.
None of this ringing a bell?
No.
Yeah, I remember. It was fun.
Yeah.
Henry Cavill, Superman, is 34 years old today. Chris Brown is 28. Boo!
Boo!
And singer Adele. Yay! She's 29 years old today.
Adele.
I wonder how she celebrates.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show as beat.
I think you're right, Allie. I think we need to find whoever's out there planning to buy these LeVar Ball shoes, mm-hmm. and that way we can have them deported.
Make sure they can't have kids. I think there's a lot of things we can do to them.
That's one of the many topics on the table. You can call on anything you like at 1-800-520-1067. Time for your phone calls for Kevin and Bean's What's Good?
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify.
Like Ralph said, anyone who's listened to this program knows that they could do better. So that's why we give you the opportunity to be on the air and share with us what's on your mind. Why don't we start with Jessica? She's in Hermosa Beach. She's on line two. Hey, Jessica. Thanks for calling. Thank you for holding on. How you doing?
Hi, guys. I'm good. Good morning. Good
what's Cinco de Mayo down in Hermosa Beach? That's got to be going off, right?
It does usually, yes. Not yet. It's pretty quiet down here so
yeah,
far.
Yeah, still kind of early. All right. What can we do for you today? Thank you for calling. What's good?
Yeah, just wanted to tell you guys, love listening. My husband and I listen every morning. Love the show. My mom lives in Northern California and listens to her own morning show. And this past week when you guys had Dave Grohl's mom on, I called her and said, hey, she's a huge Dave Grohl fan. I said, you got to tune in to my radio station and listen. And she is super loyal to her. I call them her radio friends because she talks like she knows them. She's like, oh, and then Vinny said this and they did that. And I'm like, who are these people? And she's like, oh, it's my radio station. Anyways, she fell in love with you guys, loves the music on K-Rock, loves you guys. So you've got a new listener.
No
and
kidding.
I'm just super excited that she loves. Love the radio station K-Rock just as much as I do.
Oh,
so.
What's her name?
Her name is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Okay, Bean. You just
what?
Made it creepy.
I just
you
said just, hi to Michelle.
Yeah, but you said hi, Michelle.
It wasn't like that at all.
We're sorry, Michelle. Please keep listening.
Jessica, I promise
you, Jessica.
I wasn't trying to hit on your mom. I promise.
You were.
Listen. This is going to be the greatest call we're going to get all week long. I can't tell you how much it means to me that you spread the word, and I'm glad you and Mom have Kevin and Bean to talk about now. So thank you very much for calling.
Now
I appreciate it.
Now he's got new friends. Thank
Yay.
You, guys.
Yeah, exactly. All right. I feel bad for Vinny, though. I'll tell you that. What's Vinny going to do
right?
now? All right, Jessica, appreciate it. Let's go to Raul El Monte up next, line three here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Raul, what's good?
Okay, so check this out. I've been a fan of you guys for over 22 years. I've been listening. I take the good with the bad. Well, but I am pissed.
Oh, no.
You guys need to put Piggy Piggy Smalls back on the list.
Raul, you are speaking my language.
All right, let me tell people what Raul's talking about. Every Wednesday on the Kevin Bean Show, we do the Wheel O' Bad Animal Voices, and we pick real-life stories. Like Piggy Smalls, I think, was a pig who escaped and was running around a town in South Carolina, I want to say. And we put it on the wheel, and then we spin. And if it's on the wheel for like 3, 4, 5 weeks in a row and it doesn't land on it, frankly, we just get bored and we take it off the wheel and put something else up. So you're mad that it never landed on Piggy Smalls, and you want to hear that phone call made.
I wouldn't have been mad if you guys took it off after 3, 4, or 5 weeks. It's been on for months, gentlemen.
It really has.
And it needs to go back.
Well,
either that segment. Screw Wednesday.
Let's get rid of Wednesday if Piggy Smalls doesn't get some redemption.
Wow.
I agree, Raul. It needs to be back on, and it needs to land on it. We need to talk to Piggy Smalls.
All right. Look.
He's the illest.
I hear he is the illest. We will, we'll send it up the chain of command and see what happens. I mean, it's not all in our hands, but we'll see what we can do for you. And I appreciate
Whose
the call,
Raul. Whose hands would it be in?
I love, by the way, that Raul, who said he's been listening for over 20 years, and has heard a lot of, frankly, just crap on this show.
This is the hill he's dying on.
This is it. This is the one that he says, I will not take it anymore.
Yeah.
No Piggy Smalls, no peace. Yeah. All right, let's try Paolo, Huntington Beach, line 5, up next on the Cinco de Mayo. Kevin and Bean, what's good? What's going on, Paolo?
What was his name?
Paolo.
Paolo, yeah.
How are you?
Good, good. Thank you.
What can we do for you?
Talk about the show Big Little Lies on HBO.
So good.
Well, yeah, but it's been over like a month now.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of just fell into it, but I couldn't stop watching after about the second episode. I thought the cinematography was amazing, and I thought the acting was really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for folks who don't know, this was an HBO show that had Shailene Woodley and Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon and Adam Scott and a bunch of great actors. And it was based on a book that you read, right, Allie?
Yeah, I read the book, and I was concerned that it wouldn't stay true to the book. It does, and it's brilliant, and it's so well done. It's only 7 episodes, so if you're looking for something to binge watch, this is the show. It is beautiful. It is so well done.
And it's intense, and it has a ton of relationships that you really care about. Have you gotten to the end of it yet, Paolo?
Oh, yeah. I got to. I thought it was great. I think it kind of slowed.
All right. Well, your phone's breaking up. I'm glad you called about that, though, because if that's something that people miss, Sunday nights are pretty busy on TV. If they didn't see that, that's a good tip for them to check it out. It's called Big Little Lies.
And right. They're thinking about doing a series, too.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
If the woman that wrote the book can come up with a good way to kind of put it all together.
A couple more real quick. Let's go to Derek. He's in Bray. He's on line 6. Derek, you're calling about the NHL playoffs. What's going on, my friend?
Honestly, long-time listener. First time on the air, so good morning to you guys.
Welcome.
But, honestly, for me, it's the playoff bandwagon fan that I absolutely cannot stand. I am a long-time Anaheim Ducks fan. It's been a little rough for me over the years listening to what I would call some king bias, but but honestly, now with them playing Edmonton, you know, I go into the arena or I see it on TV at a home game, and you just see all of these Edmonton Oiler fans going nuts, and I'm sitting there going, I'm so sure the first time in 10 years your team's in the playoffs, and I'm sure you guys were all just sitting there on pins and needles waiting to finally make the playoffs again.
I'm not sure who you're mad at. You're mad at non-hockey fans who become hockey fans during the playoffs, or who are you mad at?
I'm upset at the people who tend to, like, it's like, okay, so they have one star player on the Edmonton Oilers that has just been playing out of his mind, and now all of a sudden the NHL is getting behind him. Everybody needs him to succeed, basically, and now all of these fans are coming out of the woodwork like, oh, yeah, I'm an Oilers fan. It's like, no, you're not.
You're not buying it. You think they're just getting into the hype of that player. I got you.
I think if you're going to be a bandwagon fan, you're not going to pick the Oilers.
And I think if they're going to be a bandwagon fan of the Oilers, let them go. Let them be sad because the Ducks are going to win. So, I mean, that's cute. We'll see.
All right, Derek, I'm not sure you got your point across, but you got it out there, and I appreciate it. Let's do one more real quick. Let's try Jeff. He's in Laverne, up next on the Kevin Bean Show. Jeff, the final call for what's good. You have a suggestion to help the show.
Oh, I got a huge suggestion, Bean. Hey, Bean, this is Jeff. I'm the guy with the Rodney tattoo from way back.
Yes, welcome. Glad you called. What can we do for you?
Hey, I got a little issue. I think they got the wrong Baxter working at K-Rock.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean?
I think they need to fire your ass and get Donna in there.
I mean, Donna is great radio.
Well, she's
certainly funny. Donna is amazing.
She is funnier.
She's not creepy. She's not creepy. She sounds amazing. She's actually hot. I don't know how you married up.
Okay. All right. Now it's just getting personal. Look, I'm fine with handing the job over to her because I get to start sleeping in. So I'm okay with that. Point well taken, Jeff. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. This has been What's Good. What's Good? LA and OC's Alternative Rock. Thanks so much for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Friday morning. Another chance for you to win tickets for the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2017 coming up at 9 a.m. Also, Al Madrigal, very funny comedian and Daily Show correspondent, is going to be joining us next hour as well. Hey, Dave.
What up?
King of Mexico is here. That means it's time for another brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. Hit it, Steve.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
It's a fine batch of videos this week at KRock.com or KevinBean.com. Dave compiles the best of the week and puts them all in one handy location. So it really is one-stop shopping for the best stuff out there. A couple of really good ones that we're not going to play audio for you right now that you should definitely check out is this dash cam video, Dave. Of a guy driving down the street and an airplane crashes in front of him.
Dude, that's up in your hood.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, it was a big, big story in Seattle. God.
See that so fireball? Fake.
Yes, and the fire. I mean, every once in a while you see something that you can't believe is real life because it looks like it's all special effects from a big movie.
Yeah.
And this is one of those times, so you definitely want to check that out. Also, if you're a fan of Blink 182 and or Linkin Park, you
Blinkin
have to watch.
Blinkin Park.
Blinkin Park, I like it. You have to watch this video. They announced that they are going to be touring together. And the way they did it is Blink 182 shows up with a girl who's out on a first date and Linkin Park shows up with a guy, or the other way around, I think it is actually. And they're contributing. They're chiming in as these two are getting to know each other. It's very cute and very clever. So you should check that out. Couple that we do have audio for. I think you guys will like this one. Here's a weatherman who, unbeknownst to him, somehow Allie, you're a former news veteran here.
Mm-hmm.
How does it work, the stuff that the weatherman stands in front of, like a green screen, right? So he can't really see all the stuff that he's pointing to.
Well, yeah, he looks over to a monitor to his left or right, and then everything's on there, and then he has to figure out how to point to it and not do it backwards.
And there's some sort of a camera, though, that is projecting some of those images. So in this case, I think a spider crawls into that camera.
Well, in this one, they're using a live shot from a building.
Yeah.
So a spider must have jumped on that camera.
Oh, on the camera the downtown. But I got you.
Yeah, right. So it was a web and there was a fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it turned into a National Geographic special, and the weatherman loses his mind when he goes to look at this picture and sees the spider and the fly, and check out his reaction.
Just a cloud deck out there now that hopefully we can get, what is that?
It's all Mother Nature.
That's a spider and that's dinner. Oh, we got to watch this. Here he goes. Oh, no. Here he goes.
Look away. Look away.
Now they're doing play-by-play.
Name him. I bet he'll be here frequently.
I think we can name him Full after
that. News humor.
Okay. I'm sorry for that reaction again. I think my man card has been revoked.
Yes, he was far more afraid and startled by that spider than perhaps he should have been.
What a pussy.
A little bit, right?
It's not even like the spider was in studio with them. That I get because some people don't like being touched by spiders.
Watching video of a spider.
Yeah, it's video of a spider, right?
Come on.
I love this this series called 73 Questions. This is Vogue magazine.
Amazing.
And they've done a bunch of these in the past where they walk around with Beyonce or with Emma Stone or whoever, and they just fire question after question after question. No joke, 73 questions in a row. This time is Aziz Ansari, who, by the way, is getting ready to come back with the second season of his Master of None TV show. And I was surprised by a lot of things Aziz had to say, including that he learned how to speak Italian recently while he was in Italy writing the second season of the show. And you'll actually hear a little bit of him speaking Italian in this clip. Again, here's Aziz Ansari's 73 questions.
What's your favorite mythical creature?
Can I say dinosaurs even though they're real?
What noise would you play as you enter a room?
Ba-ba-ba-ba!
Can you say something in six languages?
Tengo hambre. J'ai faim. Onaka gasuita. I'm hungry. Vai a passikide o fame.
Ah, io non sapevo che tu parli italiano. Perché tu parli italiano?
Sì, ho imparato a parlare italiano quando ho vissuto in Italia per ricerca per le copioni per la seconda stagione del Maestro del Niente.
How about that?
Wow.
What's a food trend that you hate?
The word foodie. Stop it. People that like food shouldn't get this weird fetishy sounding thing. Call the people that don't care what they eat food bozos.
What's your best memory of hanging out with Kanye West?
Time I walked into his house, he's listening to 808s and Heartbreak, and I said, are you listening to your own music? And he said, yeah, these beats are dope.
I love that story. Yeah. And I love Aziz, and you should check out Master of None if you haven't seen it yet. All right, Dave, you try to launch a strong protest against including this next video in the roundup. How come?
Yes, because, one, Beatles are, you know, the Beatles, and that Star Wars parody lyrics to it, and it makes it just a terrible, terrible video. Terrible
okay, you're
song.
You're wrong on every level.
And then to make it an album, like, wanted it.
This is extremely well done. This year, 2017, marks the 50th anniversary of what many consider to be the greatest rock and roll album ever recorded, the Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Right. It's also the 40th anniversary of the release of Star Wars. So what some enterprising, brilliant person had the idea to do was to combine those two and make a full-length Sgt. Pepper album where they change all of the lyrics to be the plot of Star Wars. What's not to like about that? Here's a little bit of what that sounds like.
What would you think if I boarded your ship? Would you give those transmissions to me? How can this be a real consular ship? No ambassador that I can see. Oh, you're all spies with illicit help from your friends. Hey, but nice try with illicit help from your friends. You're gonna die along with all of your friends.
Right? You love it, right, Dave?
Nope.
Verse 2.
What did you do with those plans you were sent? I'm a diplomat from all Iran.
Sounds like a sitcom.
You're not on a merciful mission this time, but I'm hoping you'll believe I am.
Starring Carrie Fisher.
And they do all of the songs from Sgt. Pepper.
Oh, my God. So that was a good album, you say, huh?
Yes, Dave. I would say Sgt. Pepper
really?
Was a good album.
That,
I would say that.
Music.
You can see all of these videos and so much more at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. It's brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Playing some Musica, Musica, Musica here on the Kevin and Bean Show at 106.7 KROQ for Cinco de Mayo. Hey, Allie.
Hey, Bean.
Is Cinco de Mayo a party day for you? Is it a day that you will go out and do things, or is it a day that you avoid because you know how crazy and crowded everything's going to be?
It's a day that I commemorate the Battle of Puebla.
That's what you do.
I take it very seriously, and those that don't and just drink are not thinking about history.
They're dead to you, those people.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was thinking about this yesterday. We have there's been a rise in awareness in recent years about cultural appropriation. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a time in this country, and it's embarrassing now to admit that blackface used to be a regular thing.
You know,
at parties and colleges and things like that. And then we realized, you know what? You're people. You're not you're not toys. So let's not do that. And then we realized, hey, we can't really culturally appropriate American Indians. It's mm-hmm. no longer cool to dress up and paint your face red and to pretend to be an Indian because they're people, right? And now, fortunately, we're realizing that that's also the case when Cinco de Mayo comes around. Like Baylor University's in the news this week, for instance. They just got in a lot of trouble, and a lot of people are saying, hey, what are you doing having people put on fake mustaches and sombreros and showing up at a Cinco de Drinco party? That's not how you celebrate.
Right.
Cinco de Mayo. Uncool dude. So I'm worried that some of us and some of our listeners are going to step into some of those unfortunate traps and make some mistakes this weekend. So I thought it might be a great opportunity for it to get our old friend Bruce Endicott back on the line. Because he's the guy who always knows exactly how things are supposed to be handled to make sure you don't offend people. And Bruce joins us back on KROQ right now. How are you, Mr. Endicott?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Well, fine. Happy Cinco de Mayo, if that's okay to say, sir.
Absolutely, it's okay to say. It's become a major American holiday, and we here at Coffee think that's great, that it crosses over cultural lines.
And coffee, again, for listeners who may not have heard you as a guest on our show before, sir.
Coffee is the Caucasian organization for friendship enveloping everyone.
Okay.
And all we right. are a group of affluent Protestant white people who mm-hmm. feel it's our job to bridge the gap between the others people, you know, the people of other races and religions and sexes and sexualities and creeds. And we're here to extend our help in bridging those gaps that exist between us and our society, because it's the least we could do being
okay. But you're meeting in the middle, though. They don't have to come to you and change their way of thinking for you, right? You
no,
understand it's
we
a
don't,
conversation.
We don't expect that from them. That'd be a lot to ask.
Okay. Right? So am I right that it's easy to step into cultural minefields on a day like today's Cinco de Mayo?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Maybe you can help us with this.
Because,
then.
As I mentioned, it has been adopted as a significant holiday in America as a celebration of Mexican-American culture, but you run the risk of potentially offending people if you're not truly well-versed on what the date commemorates.
Oh, that's fantastic. You can help us with that, then.
Yes, and as the woman mentioned, there Allie. Are yeah. a lot of people who confuse Cinco de Mayo with Mexican Independence Day, right. which is not the case. That's September 16th.
Okay.
But Cinco de Mayo is a date used to observe Mexicans' unlikely military victory over French forces at the Battle of Puebla on May 5th, 1862.
All right, that's good info.
Yes, and we celebrate America proving that we hate the French even more than we hate Mexicans. Isn't that nice?
I don't know. I'm not sure that's the takeaway.
It's good to know that everyone hates the French.
Bruce, no, I don't think that's the point at all.
I think it is. We celebrate that Mexicans beat up on the French because we really, really hate the French.
No, you can be pro Mexico and happy for their success without dragging the French down at the same time.
We'll have to agree to disagree on that one.
All right.
But I heard one of you talking about the young Mexican man who invented a new medical device,
mm-hmm.
a bra that's able to detect breast cancer.
Yeah. Yes, we're talking about that earlier. Last hour, right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mexicans, this is a great day to recognize the many inventions that Mexicans have created throughout history.
Oh, great.
For example, the pill, the oral contraceptive pill was invented by a Mexican chemist named Luis Ernesto Miramontes Cardenas.
I had no idea.
It is true.
Okay.
They don't use it, but they invented
okay.
it.
Oh, wow.
You know what? Great.
That's nice.
That's a family's choice, though, Bruce.
The rocket belt. An inventor named Juan Manuel Lozano invented a one-man jetpack, a rocket belt that's powered by hydrogen peroxide.
Mm. I love that.
It's awesome, and I can imagine very useful for getting over walls or fences or
okay. Again,
obstacle
I just
that
feel,
you might want to fly I mean, over. It'd be very,
why,
very
why
useful.
Why can't it just be a great scientific invention without turning into comment on the wall?
I'm saying it is a great scientific invention.
Yeah, but you're making it sound.
I made that point very clearly.
Well, you made other points as well, Bruce. Just be careful.
Indelible ink for voting. Ink used to prevent election fraud.
All right.
Was invented in 1994 by Filberto Vasquez Davila.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds like a great invention.
It was. We see how well it turned out, I think, for their elections. That there's no more fraud because someone invented ink.
Okay. That's not the guy's fault, though. He's just trying to help.
I'm not placing blame on anyone. I think it's a great invention. Don't you?
Yes.
The color television.
Oh.
No kidding.
Yes. Created by Guillermo Gonzalez Camarena.
Huh.
Oh, Camarena.
Nope. Nope. That's the Macarena, unrelated to this
color
conversation.
Color broadcast from his own laboratory at the Mexican League of Radio Experiments.
Wow. He should be celebrated.
He should be celebrated. So go out there and grab yourself a television today. That's
nope,
what I say.
We're not suggesting you loot
go ahead
or anything.
Just grab one.
No. You can buy one if you'd
Andale,
like.
Andale, muchachos.
I don't think this is helping, Bruce. One of the most anticipated boxing matches mm-hmm. in a long time is going to be happening this week in Canelo versus Chavez. Beer Mug was at the Fan Fiesta. I'm not sure he got a sit-down interview with either fighter this time around.
Well, they're busy getting ready to fight.
Sure.
Yeah.
He did talk to a lot of supporters of both, though. And there's nothing I love more than asking fans of a particular sports team or particular athlete who's going to win, because that's always a very considered opinion.
Yes. It's
very unbiased,
even tempered. I'm sure.
That's one thing I learned about it. So we'll see what kind of conversation Muggs got into from the red carpet coming up right after 8 a.m. Al Madrigal joins us next hour as well, and our friend Gustavo Arellano is going to be here as well. So a lot of Cinco de Mayo stuff coming up here on K-Rock. Ralph's got the showbiz beat now on a Friday. What's happening
tonight? I want to remind folks tonight at 10 p.m. it's going to happen. Oh, I like this music. Yeah.
Yeah, what are we listening to here?
It's very sexy.
It's nice.
Tonight, Ralph Garman, the most interesting man in the world, will be on stage with Kevin Smith, the stonest man in the world, for Hollywood Babylon.
No!
At the Improv Comedy Club on Melrose.
No!
Come to the Late Show at 10 p.m. Hollywood Babylon. Go to improv.com for tickets for Ralph Garman and Kevin Smith in Hollywood Babylon.
I will admit, I wasn't expecting that.
Right? Tonight, 10 p.m., go to improv.com to see me and Kevin Smith.
Let me tell you what, that's legendary, my boy.
It is legendary, you're damn right. You know, Jimmy Kimmel's on paternity leave right now. He's got a little kid at home.
Mm-hmm.
He's taking care of little Billy. And he's got his friends stepping in for him and hosting his show. And I got to tell you, for the most part, this has been a success to have these people do this.
I saw a little bit of Will Arnett. He was great. I saw a little bit of Al Anderson, also very funny. I've not caught any of the Kristen Bell from last night yet.
Al Anderson?
Al Anderson.
Did Al stop by as well?
Al Anderson is in NRBQ. No, Al, what's his name?
Anthony Anderson?
That's who I
Not meant. Al anyone.
Right,
what's Anthony. NRBQ? What are you, what?
What are you rambling about?
I was thinking of Al Anderson from the band NRBQ instead of Anthony Anderson, the popular actor from Blackish. I got those two confused. But Kristen Bell was last night. I want to see that, but I haven't seen that one yet.
Kristen Bell was the host last night.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing, I think, having watched her. She's got to get her own goddamn talk
really?
Show.
Oh, she's a treasure.
She is phenomenal. Charming, funny, great interviewer. Beautiful, talented, can sing. It's got everything going on. And
really
so
likable. Really likable.
Last night in her opening monologue, she decided that she could do whatever she wanted, and she wanted to help this young man out with a promposal for this girl that they hadn't even gone out on a date. But he was very much had a crush on her and wanted to ask her out to the prom. And so Kristen Bell helped him out with a Frozen-themed promposal there on stage in front of everyone. And she sang her legendary song, Do You Want to Build a Snowman, from Frozen. But the lyrics had changed just a little bit.
Do you want to be his prom date and go with Michael to the prom? Michael wants so much for you to go, because if you say no, he'll have to take his mom.
It's a very funny.
Okay, so it was two teenagers that were going together.
Yeah, are you okay, right, Cranky
that's
Pants?
Fine.
Is that okay with
that's
you?
That's acceptable. Oh, way man. To go, Michael.
Finally, we got
were you just
past.
Afraid that somehow Kristen Bell was involved
yes,
in being
just,
asked to the prom?
I
gotcha.
Couldn't, and I just, but yay.
Every she's one of those guests, Ralph, whenever
what?
She shows up on a late night show as a guest or on a daytime with Ellen or whatever, she always brings it. She's always so funny and has great stories and is just charming and adorable, which is what makes me sad that because of our producer, she won't come on this show anymore.
I know.
Because Dave apparently ran her off when he made
salt and pepper shakers in the
in
shapes of our faces.
Yeah. He did that, Allie.
Wasn't creepier than being.
It wasn't me. It's her kids.
It was you.
She doesn't want to leave him. It's fine.
Yeah.
She'll leave him for Jimmy Kimmel.
Right?
At night.
She also had Adam Scott on, her friend Adam Scott, who was the guest, talking about that Pretty Little Liars show that you guys like, or Happy
Pretty
Little Liars.
Little Lies.
Soupies. Super Duper Liars.
Big Little Lies.
Little Happy
Big Little
Liars.
Lies.
Anyway, he was on there, and he talked about this. He had this funny little story. We talked about the fact that when he was a little boy, he invited Mark Hamill to his birthday party because he was a Star Wars nut, a fanatic.
Same. Yeah.
And so he sent Mark Hamill an invitation to his party and said he was kind of bummed that Mark Hamill never showed up to the party. Well, Kristen Bell, made amends by having Adam Scott's dream come true.
No.
A little bit later than he expected, but Mark Hamill came out and presented him with lightsaber. And Adam Scott was genuinely flustered in the way that only that someone gets only when they meet their childhood heroes. He was just completely blown away.
This is unbelievable.
I'm sorry I missed your birthday. I was checking my
diary. And that week I had two other birthdays, a bar mitzvah, and a supermarket opening. So
this really is one of the best moments of my life.
He was genuinely flustered.
That's cool.
It was pretty awesome.
Hey, dumb question, Ralph.
Oh, boy.
Luke Skywalker, the Mark Hamill character, made him a film legend, and he'll always be remembered.
Right.
But in those years after the original movies ended mm-hmm. and before they got started up again, obviously mm-hmm. he's been very busy doing voiceovers and other things. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he was a little bit under the radar for many, 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 many years before this most recent reemergence as Luke Skywalker, right?
No.
You don't think so?
No, he worked a ton.
I'm not saying he didn't always work, but I'm just saying in terms of his star power, in terms of people on the street knowing Mark Hamill, I feel like he was kind of underground for a long time.
Do you?
Am I dead wrong?
I think maybe you have been underground for a long time and you're not familiar with how the world works, because he was being constantly recognized everywhere. Of course, he was Luke Skywalker and working steadily in television and film, and especially in voiceover acting before Luke Skywalker came back.
Okay. If you say so.
I do say so. And I insist it. I insist it, sir.
And he's another guy who's always a great interview, too.
Yes.
He's a lot of fun.
And great. Just loves being him and loves mm-hmm. just being out there and being nice to people. So always great. Hey, I want to give people some passes to the premiere of King Arthur, Legend of the Sword.
Yay!
Which premieres this Monday at TCL Chinese Theater. That's right. Charlie Hunnam, Jude Law, Annabelle Wallace. You know the story. King Arthur pulls the sword out of the stone. It makes him king. Yes. Well, it does.
Yeah.
Allie, what's the name of the sword?
Excalibur.
Well done.
Thank you.
It's happening Monday. If you'd like to go, five.
Xavier.
Would have been awesome. Five callers can win if you call right now. 1-800-520-1067. First five callers through will get a pair of passes to attend the premiere of King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, directed by Guy Ritchie, which is also a bonus. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Daniel Fishel is 36 years old today. Henry Cavill, not only is he Superman, but he's also Napoleon Solo from the Man from U.N.C.L.E. movies, which I liked a lot.
I did too.
Not a lot of people went to see that, but I really enjoyed it.
I really enjoyed it.
Chris Brown is 28 years old today.
Boo.
I do not really enjoy him, but I enjoy Adele, and she's celebrating her 29th birthday today. Hello? Just giving Adele a shout out. That's all. Thank you. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
LA and OC's Alternative Rock. It's 106.7 KROQ and the Kevin Bean Show on Cinco de Mayo. Al Madrigal is going to be joining us in studio here in a couple minutes. Very funny comedian with a very funny new Showtime special. And our friend Gustavo Arellano joins us just after 9 as well. All right, famous Mexican-American beer mug, ladies and gentlemen, in studio right now on K-Rock. How are you, Mugs?
I am bueno. Muy bueno.
Do you know how mics work? Okay.
You went to the what was called the Fan Fiesta ahead of this Canelo Chavez fight, and I know that it's hard for me to understand how much this fight means to people, particularly in Mexico. In fact, Oscar De La Hoya, who, by the way, has to have at least one of these fighters, right?
Oh, yeah, he's got Canelo.
He's got Canelo.
Canelo's
right,
his boy.
He said that in Mexico they expect this fight tomorrow night in Las Vegas to break all television ratings records. It will be as big as the World Cup in Mexico. This is a matchup, Oscar De La Hoya says, not for a title, but for pride and for being able to claim that they are the best fighter in Mexico.
Oof.
So there's a lot on the line here. Tell me what this Fan Fiesta was all about, Muggs, and what was going on when you went down there to get these interviews we're about to hear.
It was at the Plaza Mexico. Mm-hmm. And it,
downtown LA.
No, it's right by downtown LA. And okay. It was packed to the brim. They had the actual press conference there. And I mean, people, mostly Mexicans, but people from all around showed up to catch a real life glimpse of Canelo and Chavez Jr. It was amazing.
Yeah, they are legendary fighters in their own right, and the fact that they're fighting one another after all this time and all this hype. I mean, this is, you know, there aren't a lot of big-name boxing matches anymore.
No.
Almost said boxing fights again, Allie.
You did. I heard it.
Almost said it. But this one is what a lot of people have been looking forward to, and Muggs, as he does, he took the K-Rock microphone with him, and let's see how he gets started down there at this Fan Fiesta event.
Yo, it's Beer Mug here at the Canelo versus Chavez Jr. press conference. And there's a lot of people here at the Plaza Mexico. And Pio Lina's on stage. And I can't, I mean, my Spanish is okay, but I can understand what he's saying. But other than that, I'm going to do my best to try to interview some people.
Sounds like we should have gotten Pio Lina to do this intro for us. All right, that was a little down, Muggs. I don't think you were bringing the energy appropriate for the event, so I'm glad that you decided to re-record it. And here's Muggs take two.
What's up? It's Beer Mug here at the Canelo versus Chavez Jr. Fan Fiesta. Major festivities going on at the Plaza Mexico in Lynwood, celebrating the upcoming fight May 6th. I don't see any of the fighters yet, but there are a ton of people down here having a good time, so I'm going to try to interview some people to see who I can talk to about the fight.
I don't think I've ever heard your voice quite that high.
Wow, that's the energy. Yeah, you brought it.
It's energy right there.
I thought so, too, but then for whatever reason, Muggs decided he was going to have a third go at it.
What's up? It's Beer Mug here live at the Canelo versus Chavez Jr. Fan Fiesta. It's going. It's going off. I don't see any of the fighters, but I'm going to see if I can talk to the one of the many people that are down here. There's tons of people.
I don't know if that's Alvin or Simon or Theodore. Know who we're listening to. So is Mug satisfied? Is he ready now to go out into the crowd?
It.
Let's find out if he now starts talking to people who are there to talk about the fight.
What's up? It's Beer Mug here, live at the Canelo versus Chavez Jr. Fan Fiesta. It is just on and popping down here at the Plaza Mexico in Lynwood. I don't see any of the fighters, but I'm going to see if I can talk to one of the many people that are down here and get their upcoming predictions of the fight.
Okay, all right. So I think you're ready now. So you start talking. Now, these people that are there, they're there to see their man, root for their man. But for the most part, they're just they're casual fans, right? They're not boxing experts. They don't really have any inside knowledge as to who should win this fight. They just basically want to see their guy win, right?
Well, surprisingly, I mean, it was very divided. I mean, you had half the crowd for Chavez Jr. and half the crowd for Canelo. And mm-hmm. they knew their boxing fights.
Did they now? All right. Let's hear some of the fans down there and see how they think the thing's going to go tomorrow night.
Canelo? Why do you think so?
Such a good boxer, and he knows how to hit the body real good. Chavez really easy to hit.
Do you think it'll go all 12 rounds?
9-10.
Chavez Jr.
Why so?
I just like him. I think he has more balls.
What do you think it's going to go the distance, or is it going to be a knockout? What do you think?
Knockout.
Yeah?
Yeah.
By Chavez?
Yes.
Who do you think the best Mexican fighter is of all time?
Of all time?
Yeah.
Julio Cesar Chavez.
His dad?
Yeah.
Oh, honestly, it's like 50-50 to me.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think he could go all 12 rounds?
Yeah, most likely. I don't think nobody's going to get knocked out.
Who are you rooting for?
I mean, I think Chavez is going to give a good fight, but honestly, I think Canelo's going to take the win, you know?
Smart money, says Canelo.
Hey, by the way, the Chavez dynasty here, Muggs.
Yeah,
that's one of the built-in storylines here is that this kid, the junior.
Yeah,
people have been rooting for him his whole life ever since he started his career, just because his dad is a god for boxing fans, right?
I mean, in the Mexican community, he's probably the biggest Mexican fighter ever.
Right. So he had a kind of a lot of built-in fan base, but that also would cause a lot of people to overestimate his abilities just because they have so much affection for the family name as well, you would think. And I'm sure that's what the Canelo people are saying is, look, Canelo's not fighting the dad. He's fighting the kid. Let's see if the kid can hang. All right, here's more with Muggs now at the Fan Fiesta.
Yeah. It's going to be a good fight, man.
You think it's going to go all 12?
Yeah, I believe it may go 12 rounds. The result, I would think Canelo would take a decision.
Yeah?
Yes.
No knockouts in this one?
I don't know, because they both can crack, but they both have pretty good chins. So, and Chavez is a large dude, so I don't know. But then again, Canelo's got some very, very vicious body work, so you never know.
Canelo, 12-round decision.
12 rounds? You think it's going to go the distance? Why?
Chavez could hang in there for 12 rounds. Yeah? I can see that happening, yeah.
And you think Canelo, it'll be by decision?
Yeah, by decision. Canelo, by decision, for sure.
Are you hoping for a knockout, though?
Yeah, that'd be cool, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Who do you guys think is going to win the fight?
Canelo.
Yeah? Why so?
Because he's fast, he's younger.
You think he'll go the distance?
Yeah, he's going to go the distance for sure.
How many rounds?
12. 12, yeah, for sure.
The fight is...
I mean, you're leading the witness in all of this.
Yes.
The fight is going to be tomorrow night at Las Vegas' T-Mobile Arena, and I imagine that is going to be a massive, massive pay-per-view. And Muggs, I'm sure you put a few bucks down on this one while you were down there, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because I know how you do.
I don't.
All right, good work, sir.
Thank you.
Always a lot of fun. We have our next guest in studio. The great Al Madrigal is here, by the way, stand-up comedian and actor, former Latino correspondent for The Daily Show, and you can see him in a brand-new Showtime special airing tonight. Al Madrigal, Shrimping Ain't Easy. Al, welcome back,
What's
sir.
What's happening? They decided to have this special on Cinco de Mayo because Mexicans love nothing more than curling up by their televisions
and staying in,
quietly. Watching some Showtime.
Right. That's well known in the community, right?
It was a great move. Maybe by them.
Forget the tradition of going out and maybe having a meal or having a couple of Coronas.
Right.
Nope, stay
I'm
home.
I'm going to throw it out there and you tell me, because you're the better judge of this than I am. Sure. Was it just straight up racist for them to say, oh, Madrigal's got a special. Let's put it on Cinco de Mayo.
Considering the guy who made the decision, I think, runs Showtime, I'm going to say not racist
not
at all.
Racist.
And a great choice.
Yeah.
Got it.
He loves Mexicans.
Me and our show. Yeah. I'm dying up here. Yeah.
You taped it at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery?
That's right. Yeah, they have a Masonic Lodge in a cemetery. And so... you have this, like, Jane Mansfield is buried, you know.
Well, part of her.
Yeah, part of her. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Ugh. So, yeah.
Nothing puts people in the mood to laugh like showing up at a cemetery and parking their car, right?
It is one of the coolest venues in Los Angeles. Yeah. If you have an opportunity to go to their website, you'll see all the great shows that are there.
Depeche Mode just played a secret show there last week.
Depeche Mode played a secret show there. It's super cool.
Yeah.
I had about 150 people that sat in the room. Neil Brennan, a very funny comedian, directed it. It's it's a cool spot.
You've had comedy specials before, right,
yeah,
Al?
Yeah.
When you are putting one together, you know this is just not like a set that you go and you do and then it's forgotten and it's in the wind. And if you were there, you were there. If you weren't, you weren't. This is forever. This is going to be something that you're going to look back on in 10 years and think, what about, do you think?
These stick around. I think this is the best stuff I've ever done. And it's real because all this stuff actually happened. It's called Shrimpin' and Easy because it's about seafood revenge. And I actually did this. Are you familiar with that? The
seafood revenge.
Explain it to people. I'm familiar because I have horrible friends, but...
Well, I read about it. My mom got me a book on revenge when I was in high school. And in this book it's a category of what's something you can do to somebody, which is like hide shellfish or hide a sea bass or whatever, or just slip something under a couch and just ruins places. Because when you cook fish at home, you're just like, take the garbage out, honey. Let's get rid
of
this. Yeah, you got to get it out of the house.
Febreze, start spraying it. Yeah.
Febreze the whole place. If you forget to do that, your whole house stinks.
Yeah.
So what I read about was a woman. There's an urban legend of a woman in England. Do you know this?
In the curtain rod.
So she goes in. She gets kicked out of the house by her husband because husband has an affair, but he owns the house. Boots the wife. Then she still has a key. So she goes in with a screwdriver, opens up the curtain rods, sticks prawns and shellfish inside the curtain rods, closes them up, walks out. Then she watches with glee as they try to fumigate the place. Then they list it. They lose money. They lower the price. They finally sell the place. And she watches as they pick up the curtain rods and put them in the moving van and drive away.
To the new house.
To the new house.
It's also going to stink. Yeah. So you can ruin a place.
Yeah. I know you're no scientist, nor do you pretend to be, but at some point, does that break down to the point where you can't smell it anymore? I mean, is it a year? I mean, what is it?
I don't know. I know that my brother-in-law, he got revenge on some jerk. He was working as a valet, and some guy would just throw his keys at him all the time. Oh, and he'd drive away. He had a Porsche, and it was my brother-in-law's last day, and he went to the corner store, and he got a full quart, a half and half. And he soaked his trunk with it. I also heard another story about shrimp where Michael Bay was such a jerk to a guy on set and he didn't like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and he had him fired. And this guy went and got shellfish and went into Michael Bay's Porsche, opened up one of his car seats and shoved shrimp inside of that. And the next day, Michael Bay had a new car.
Now, do you think that that's actually a true story? Is that just an urban legend that people want to believe because it's Michael Bay?
But I heard all of this stuff. And then I got in a beef with my daughter's dance instructor.
Like you do.
Yeah, that's what happens. Well, listen, if you watch the special, you'll understand it's how involved. She pushed me to this point. Yeah.
So it's on her, really. Yeah. She deserved it.
She earned it. Oh, my God. If anyone deserved to be shrimped, it was this lady.
Al, I don't know you well, and I know I'm going to risk offending you, but I have to ask this question. Do you have a little bit of an anger management problem?
Oh, absolutely.
Good. You're willing to admit it.
No, okay, I'm half Mexican, half Sicilian. I feel crazy a lot of the time.
Well, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Just genetically.
Yeah. If somebody was telling me the other day, if you come across five people a day and say, you can't swear, but that's can you say a...
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, if you come across five people a day that you think are a-holes, you're the a-hole.
Yeah. Just the law of averages. Sure.
Yeah. And so
because if there's that many conflicts in your day-to-day dealings, then clearly there's a common denominator
there. I get in little beefs. And again, I don't want to be this guy. I want to be so calm and cool and collected. And, you know, you want to be the easy going, hey, this is life.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to read this book. It's The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F. And it's good. It's like it's really helped me out. And this is happening much less. But at this point, I was pushed. And in the special, I explain all the emotion behind it and where it came from and how
I was
pushed
to this point. So it'll
be therapeutic
for us, the viewer, then, too.
If you have anger issues, you want to watch this. It'll make you feel good about yourself. And also, if you want to get revenge on somebody, I'll teach you how to shrimp.
Do you feel that as a comedian and being a guy who is used to, for your work, looking inward and exploring and examining the feelings that you have and the things that you do in your life, do you think that that has kind of helped you work through some of these anger issues, too, because you've been forced to confront it?
A little bit. I mean, if anything, I get great stories out of it. So I was in San Diego, and what's the best part about telling the shrimp story is having people come up and tell me their own seafood revenge stories. So this kid came up in San Diego and told me the best story, which he goes, dude, you know your shrimp story, bro? He goes, we used to work at a Vons, dude, and the manager was such a jerk. And then one day a forklift ran into the back wall and made a huge hole, so we got a sea bass, dude, and we put it in the wall with a broom handle. And then he goes, the next day they fixed the wall, bro.
Oh, no.
And then 3 days later, customers started to complain. And then, dude, the manager put out a cone for some reason. And then he goes, and 2 weeks later, bro, they closed the Vons,
No.
Yeah. So I do get in little petty beefs, and I do tell a lot of people to, you know, go to hell over the course of my day. But
I'm just happy you haven't screamed at us yet since you
did. You guys are fantastic.
We've got another segment.
Love the show.
I'm very disturbed that that's how you think white people sound, is your San Diego voice.
I feel like he was a surfer dude.
Yeah, he was a Spicoli guy. But
the special is called Shrimpin' Ain't Easy. It debuts tonight on Showtime at 9 p.m. Our guest is Al Madrigal. Got a lot of other stuff to talk to Al about, and we will right after this on K-Rock. Playing some No Doubt in a minute here. Our guest in studio is the great comedian Al Madrigal. His new Showtime special airs tonight called Shrimpin' Ain't Easy. Al, I got to tell you, I took it a little bit personally when you came down on us Yelpers in your special. But you got no time for Yelpers.
You're a Yelp guy?
I am. Well, you don't know. You need to get your shoe repaired. You don't have any idea if store A, store B, or store C is any good. So you look on Yelp to see what people say. What's wrong with that?
Referring to it, fine. Grabbing a phone number off it, seeing which one is in the closest proximity to you is no problem with me at all. But going on there afterwards and rating the cobbler, you really got a problem.
Al does a great chunk in the special you'll see tonight about Yelpers, and here's just a piece of it.
The only thing worth reading on Yelp, strip club reviews, all fantastic. Every single one of them. Any city in America, you go to Yelp, you type in Gentleman's Club and any city, and they're all fantastic. Every single one. It really is true. No one ever went there on their own accord. Everyone said, my coworkers decided to take me to the landing strip by the airport in Austin, Texas. My favorite one is the Men's Club, Houston, Texas. And it's about six down the last time I checked. And this is how it starts. It says, first of all, let me be clear. I only went there for the breakfast buffet.
Shrimp and Ain't Easy is the special on Showtime tonight. More with our guest, Al Madrigal, when we return right after No Doubt on K-Rock. Al Madrigal in studio with us, back on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock, stand-up comedian and actor. New Showtime special tonight, Shrimp and Ain't Easy. Al, I got to ask, as the former Latino correspondent for The Daily Show, are you sad or so happy to not still have that job with the way things have been going in the last year?
Well, it's something you can never turn off, but I watch a tremendous amount of Fox News, and we at The Daily Show, we watch it every single day at lunch. We watch Megyn Kelly, and I it's something that doesn't go away. So I'm not on the, you know, air. I don't have the vehicle to, you know, express how I feel, but and can't do all the bits that I want to do. But, I'm still as aware of what's going on.
You can't shut that off.
Yeah, you can't turn it off. It's like being a comedian also. You just can't stop thinking of the bits when something happens. Right. I mean, there's a cilantro story in the special where I'm in a taco truck in L.A., I'm overhearing the guy's order in front of me, and he's just finishing up, and he goes, "Hey, bro, on that order, can I get no cilantro?" And then he goes, "You heard what they're doing to the cilantro, right?" And then the guy in the taco truck goes, "Sí, sí, I know," and walks away, just leaving me standing there going, "Excuse me, what's going on with the cilantro?" And the guy goes, "Oh, bro, my mom told me not to eat any cilantro because if it's from Mexico, they're
pooping
in it." And I was like, I'm all for a good – oh, and he goes, "To get back at Trump." And I was like, "Yeah, I'm all for a good Trump takedown, but a lot of collateral damage
in
the poop in the cilantro plan, don't you think?" And then got to do this big, long Mexican cilantro bit that I would have done on The Daily Show.
Right.
So it's like, you can't turn off the bits and, you know –
Has there been any polarization in the audience from people who are pro-Trump, and since your attitude is against him?
Yeah, it depends where you go. But for the most part, no. I actually was looking for Trump supporters. I wanted people to explain to me as the election is going on. I was quizzing people. I was like, who's voting for this guy? Who will hear, you know, grab women in the
pooper,
whatever,
just
just
to keep the cilantro theme alive.
Yeah, and vote for this man. How? So I was thinking, you're either racist, you're selfish, or you're just an idiot. I don't understand how.
Why not all three?
Yeah, exactly.
And when you set it up like that, why wouldn't they raise their hand and call attention to themselves in an audience of 400 other people?
No, I just don't understand the rationale, like how we can have this guy. And he was just when he got his way finally yesterday on the House voting to repeal Obamacare. He said, "Can you believe I'm president?"
Yeah.
Huh?
Literally said that.
And I was like, no.
Yeah.
No one can.
Yeah.
No one sees this happening. And if the same thing happens in France and if the same thing, you know, it just happens all over the world.
But you're here to witness the end of the world. I mean, not every generation gets to see the earth burn.
It's exciting.
Oh, it's kind of exciting to be here at the end.
You're really ahead of the game.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, Al, before we run out of time, I want to ask, in addition to the special, Shrimp and Ain't Easy tonight on Showtime, you are also in this I'm Dying Up Here, right, that I've been seeing the ads for, also on Showtime?
Great show. If you love comedy.
Oh, my God. This looks so good. And what a cast, right?
It really is amazing. So it's produced by Jim Carrey. And then Melissa Leo is in it. And it's about sort of the comedy scene in the early 70s. And it's this gold rush of comedy. But you had guys like Richard Pryor standing next to another dude who couldn't afford to buy a sandwich that day. And there was a big strike. And there was just desperation. And we're still desperate. You know, now nothing really has changed, but the Sunset Strip in the 70s was a disaster.
Yeah.
Was it?
Oh, my God. Well, there was just prostitutes everywhere, drugs everywhere.
Go on.
It was a disaster up until like 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah. Well,
it really was.
It really is just a mess. And then you had a comedy club right in the middle of it.
So you're too young to have lived through any of this the first time around, right?
Oh, absolutely. Just a huge comedy fan, though.
Right. But so to go back to that era must be just a blast for you.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Are you playing? And this, your character, is he based on anyone in particular? Any real person?
Yeah, Edgar Martinez, but we sort of, I got to be in the writer's room for this, so we concocted this great mix of like Cheech and Freddie Prinze. And so
gotcha.
It's just,
just.
And is Goldie supposed to be Mitzi Shore?
Yeah, okay. Loosely based on Mitzi Shore, the matriarch of the Comedy Store and the L.A. comedy scene back then.
Yeah.
Just and then, you know, a budding improv starting up and the rivalry, and there's a strike and there was a suicide. You know, it's just like based on this book, but there's, you know, a lot of desperation that goes along with comics and a lot of people who sacrifice quite a bit to just sort of be comedians.
And this is a series, like a 10-episode deal or something?
It's 10 episodes on Showtime starting on June 4th.
June 4th.
Amazing show. Like, I encourage you. If you're a fan of comedy, you're going to love this.
Can't wait. That's called I'm Dying Up Here, as Al mentioned. Its series premiere is June 4th on Showtime. Same channel for tonight, Cinco de Mayo, 9 p.m., Al Madrigal, Shrimpin' Ain't Easy. I can't wait to get to the shrimpin' story, man. I can't wait to hear
you. Oh, please, no. I'm excited to hear what you
think. It sounds like it's going to be fun. Great to see you again, sir. Thanks for coming in.
All right, later.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yeah, it is. 8:51. Ralph is here with another look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Cinco de Mayo Friday. What's going on, my friend?
I want Al Madrigal to be my new best friend.
Isn't Al the best?
I think we would be so powerful together as like an anger couple.
I think you'd combust.
No, it would
like
be
one
awesome.
Or both of you would explode.
It would be like Wonder Twins, power activate. We would just combine our fury at the world and just, it would be awesome. Probably beams would start coming out of our eyes.
As long as you hated the same things, though. But
I
what
think
would happen?
We would. I think we would. We had quite a long chat in the other room, and I think we really have a lot of simpatico, as his people say.
Such a nerd.
What?
Would you allow Lewis Black to be part of your Wonder Trio?
It would be like the Anger Avengers.
And then Dennis Leary, throw him in there?
Lou would be like the Hulk. And Al could be like Iron Man, and I'd be Captain America or Hawkeye or one of the lesser Avengers. And it would just be great. We'd just go around being angry at dumbass people.
All right.
I love it.
I think you just wrote yourself a TV show.
I love that idea. All right. If you noticed that we've changed the music for Showbiz Beat because it is Cinco de Mayo.
That's what it's called.
That's what it's called, yes, my friends.
Is this flamenco?
It's Spanish guitar.
Okay.
Does it inflame your loins?
Well, it's...
Hearing the dulcet sounds of Spanish guitar.
Not so much Mexican.
They do play it in España and in Mexico.
Okay.
It is both sexual and relaxing. The Spanish guitar. Or flamenco, as some people call it. The other stuff was just too noisy. We just had to go with something a little less aggressive.
Yeah, you were fighting the party on that last music.
Speaking of fighting the party, something that no one's ever said before. How about tonight at 10 p.m.? There's going to be a party at the Improv on Melrose.
No.
Me and writer-director, raconteur Kevin Smith are going to take the stage for another hilarious Hollywood Babylon evening.
No.
And we want you there. 10 p.m. tonight. Go to improv.com to get your tickets.
Well, let's see. First of all, no. And then the other thing I really wanted to say was no.
Oh, come on. Gotta be like that. Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn got their stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. And Kurt was on Conan O'Brien last night talking about how he first met his longtime love, Goldie Hawn. Apparently, he was auditioning for a role opposite her in a movie in 1983. I think that would have been Night Shift that they worked on together for the first time. And he was severely hungover when he showed up, he said. So he wanted to chat her up and be charming, but he just couldn't manage it. And all he blurted out was, "Man, you got a great figure."
and that worked?
Goldie said she was flattered.
50 years later, they're still together after that line?
Thank you, and the rest is history. Conan pointed out that he, too, used the same approach several times and got maced.
Yeah.
So it might have been that Kurt Russell looks like him.
Yeah, it helps a lot to be Kurt Russell.
And Conan looks like him.
Hey.
I'm just saying.
He looks amazing.
Allie, this is for you. I know you, like I, am a huge fan of Ray Donovan on Showtime.
Yes.
It's coming back very soon. And one of the new stars on this upcoming season will be Donald Faison.
I like it.
Scrub star Donald Faison will be playing a Hollywood screenwriter who works with a top Hollywood movie star. And I'm guessing something goes bad at some point because that's the only time really you cross paths with Ray Donovan. But I miss that show so much.
I do too.
The best show.
It is.
It's pretty awesome. August, pretty awesome.
But you know what? You get billions when it's not on, so it's really, it's just a win-win over there at Showtime.
When we had Hank Azaria on recently for Brockmire, his very funny show on IFC, we asked him about Ray Donovan as we were saying goodbye, and he said he's not on the new season.
Yeah.
Which is disappointing to me.
But his storyline really had ran its course.
But I thought he was going to continue digging until he could figure out a way to bring them down. You know what I mean?
But they teamed up.
He stopped doing that. Yeah, they teamed up to go after the body that was hidden at that restaurant. He got shot in the kitchen.
You not see the finale?
Are you a little, are you a little couple episodes behind?
He's too behind.
Kevin would say.
I saw it, but I still felt like the hate was continuing to burn with Hank. But that is a great show, and I'm excited for it to come back, too.
Yeah. Do you think we'll come back on? Talk about it?
I hope so. We had a good time.
Remember,
Kevin and Bean were gone?
They were. I thought that was our best work.
We had a great interview with Liev Schreiber. Yeah, it was good time.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah. And I hope another actor will show up in Ray Donovan this season. One of my favorites. He's a new actor, but I think he's got a lot of talent. His name is Pope Francis. Pope Francis has an acting career. He is appearing as himself in a new film called Beyond the Sun that will premiere at this year's Cannes Film Festival.
Is it about the Vatican?
It's about two kids
who
learn Jesus' message. And he shows up in the film playing himself in the film. All the proceeds of the film will go to two Argentinian charities which provide aid to at-risk children and young adults in need. That's why the Pope agreed to do it. But apparently he's got quite a little role as himself in that.
He gets a dick.
Oh, Kevin.
Does he get a SAG card, I wonder?
I'm sure. They Taff Hartley'd him right in.
Wow.
It'd be great if he showed up on Ray Donovan.
Ray, I'd like to kill this bishop that I don't like.
I don't know your pontiffness.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
Ray would do it because he's a good Catholic.
What? He would.
Right?
Oh, man, that show.
What?
It's the best show. I miss it so much,
and I want
it back.
Yeah, I do too. Do we have anything coming up in the next hour, giveaway-wise? What's going on?
Yes, we're giving away Weenie Roast tickets in about 2 minutes.
So everyone pay attention. Get ready to get Weenie Roast tickets.
Okay.
Give people a heads up. Meanwhile, I'm going to take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Daniel Fishel is 36 years old today. Henry Cavill. Superman, and also Napoleon Solo from the Man from U.N.C.L.E. film, 34 years old today. Chris Brown is 28.
Boo!
And Adele is 29.
Yay! I'm Adele.
It's like she's in the room with us.
It's uncanny.
It really is.
Thank you.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beats.
Right?
Right.
Right. L.A. and O.C.'s Alternative Rock. It's 106.7 KROQ. Hey, congratulations. Thank you to Teresa Portella from Hawthorne for listening to the program today. You just won yourself tickets to the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2017 coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow at StubHub Center. So you'll be there seeing Imagine Dragons and Cage the Elephant and Lord and Incubus and 311 and Lana Del Rey and Dream Car and Paramore, New Politics, and so much more. Get your details at KROQ.com. Your chance to win coming up again at noon and then at 3 p.m. and at 6 p.m. as well. All right, Cinco de Mayo, very excited to welcome one of our favorite Mexicans of all time back to the Kevin and Bean Show. Gustavo Arellano joins us. He is the editor of OC Weekly. He is a syndicated columnist. Of course, you read his Ask a Mexican column so much. And he does lots of other cool things, including recently being on my TV. Gustavo, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Happy Cinco de Mayo to you, my friend.
Happy Drinco de Cinco, everyone.
Now, are we not allowed to say that anymore? I thought that was out.
You know, this is what I would tell people. Say whatever you want, but you better be prepared for a bunch of angry, unfunny people saying, why are you saying this, blah, blah, blah. So I could defend Drinko de Cinco.
All right.
Don't Drinko and Drivo. That's what I say.
That is great advice on Cinco de Mayo. Right, great advice. Listen, you recently had an opportunity to be on the Anthony Bourdain Parts Unknown show. Now, this is a food around the world show on CNN, and it is enormously popular, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, there's people who never, family members of mine who don't read OC Weekly. They're like, hey, man, I saw your Bourdain show. That's really awesome. You're finally going somewhere. I'm like, gee, thanks.
So what happened? Did they decide that they were going to do an episode based on Mexican food?
Yeah, so the premise of it was actually Bourdain, who, of course, is amazing. And more importantly, he's always talked the nicest things about Mexicans, saying, I don't understand why Americans can't get over their fear of Mexicans. Mexicans are some of the hardest working people on the planet. And more importantly, their food is amazing. So this time, he decided to go to L.A. Last year, he did a whole episode about Koreatown. So this time, he's like, I'm going to do something about Mexicans in L.A. I'm going to talk about what you and I have, or us on the show, have known forever, why Mexicans like Morrissey, So he did a little bit on that. He did a little bit about what's going on in Boyle Heights. But then more importantly, he wanted to go see some of the great food that's going on in Los Angeles right now with Mexican food from the old school to some of the newer chefs.
And I wanted to ask you about that because, you know, food is an evolving thing. Yeah, there are always going to be the classic recipes that you know and love because your grandma served them and her grandma before her served them. But then there are also new interpretations of those meals and the way fusion happens. And, I mean, right now I would imagine there's probably 100 different kinds of Mexican food you can get across town, right?
Oh, my God, and even more so because what we have to remember is not just you have what we call, quote-unquote, Mexican food, tacos, burritos, enchiladas. Then you have different foods from different regions of Mexico, from, say, Jalisco, Zacatecas, Oaxaca. Then you have food from different, from specific cities in Mexico. And then you throw that into Southern California. You get Lebanese tacos. You get Korean tacos. You get, the kosher burrito, my favorite, like a pastrami burrito with cheese in it. Oh, my God, so good.
A pastrami burrito are words that I just heard together on this show?
I don't love what you just said.
That sounds terrible, Gustavo. Really?
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? It's an amazing, amazing thing. And this is actually something that's not new. It goes back from the 70s, and it was invented at Boyle Heights back in the days when you had Jews and Mexicans living right next to each other there. Right now, my personal favorite kosher burrito is going to be at Imperial Burgers in the city of La Habra, or as we know in Orange County, Guadalajara.
All right. That's a good tip. Are there places in Southern California, Gustavo, that you will either drive to a great distance or go out of your way if you can to make sure to eat there because you love them so much?
The great thing about Southern California is that there's so many different places. I mean, if I will drive all the way to San Bernardino to go eat at a place called Meat La Cafe, M-I-T-L-A, Meat La Cafe. That was a place, it's the oldest Mexican restaurant in the 909. And not only that, it's the place where Glenn Bell, the guy who invented Taco Bell, that's where he ripped off his taco recipe.
No kidding.
Oh,
absolutely true. Oh, yeah. And they still make those same tacos. So everyone heard, oh, yeah, hard shell tacos aren't really Mexican, blah, blah, blah. No, these people, they make the same tacos, hard shell, that they've been making since 1938, and that recipe came directly from Mexico. So anyone who says hard shell tacos are not authentic, they don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Wow, we learned a little something. Look at Gustavo dropping the knowledge
right?
on us. All right, let me ask you this, because every country has their own weird food that is just made in that country that outsiders cannot understand or cannot get into. Are there some food dishes like that at a Mexican restaurant that most people would steer clear of?
Oh, yeah. So, again, all regional specialties. If you go to a Oaxacan restaurant, people from the state of Oaxaca, which is southern Mexico, their sort of bar snack are crickets. They're dried crickets. You put some salt in it, some chili, some lime, and they're crunchy. If you've ever had dried shrimp, that's exactly how they taste like.
And what's your ruling on crickets as a bar snack, Gustavo?
It's delicious. Don't hate until you try it, of course. But this is the funny thing. Oaxaca is such a distinct state in Mexico that even most Mexicans retch at the idea of eating these chapulines, as you call them. They're like, oh, that's disgusting. No one would eat them. Well, Oaxacans eat them, and, hey, they're good. Try it. And they're especially best after that fifth shot of mezcal.
How about that? Let's get back to Cinco de Mayo for just one second. Is this the kind of holiday that your Mexican friends and family will celebrate, or will they step down because, hey, it's for amateurs?
Well, the more politicized people will not celebrate it. They say, oh, it's not really Mexican. It's an affront to our dignity. It's an affront to our heritage. But, the real cousins, the primos, as I call them, hey, any excuse for drinking, and especially with deals for drinking on a particular day, hell yeah, you're going to go to the cantina.
Gotcha. Gustavo Arellano on the phone, editor of OC Weekly. By the way, this episode of Anthony Bourdain Parts Unknown has already aired but is in the rerun rotation or available on demand. Is that right, Gustavo?
No, absolutely. I think you could go online, CNN. They sent out some link. I forgot it, though.
Okay.
I have it on DVR like 5,000 times.
You know what I didn't know until like 5 minutes ago is that our friend Al Madrigal is on this show with you. Al was just here in our studio last hour.
Oh, no way, man. You guys should have put us together. That would have been awesome.
I had no idea. So how did you call and invite him or something? Or was this a date or what happened?
No, it's quite the opposite. Al's a good friend of mine. He's the one who suggested to Parts Unknown that they invite me. So you have that really cool shot of us strolling down Olvera Street late at night. And the funny thing, if you see the show, they cut it so that I'm actually clowning on Al, and I turn out to be, you know, insulting Al, when it's always the opposite. I'm the unfunny one. He's the genius comic.
He's great. He's very funny. Yeah. All right, looks like a wonderful episode. You doing anything special this week in honor of Cinco de Mayo in the OC Weekly?
Oh, just eating food as always. Just reading my good friend Bill Esparza. He just wrote a book called L.A. Mexicano, which if you want to know where all the great Mexican food in Southern California is, or at least in Orange County, buy his book. You can find him on Twitter at Street Gourmet L.A. It's an amazing book. So all the restaurants that I just talked about, he gets into really good profile there. So I'm just going to eat tacos and maybe a burrito stuffed inside of
tacos. Yeah, mix it up.
Fantastic. All right. Check out Gustavo's syndicated column, Ask a Mexican. And don't forget his book is Taco USA, How Mexican Food Conquered America. He always does great work, and it's always great to have you on. Have a great Cinco de Mayo week, Gustavo. We'll talk again soon.
Gracias. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Take some time. Hand claps are back, man.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I'm enjoying it. Jimmy Eat World with little Ralph Graham and accompaniment right there on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. It is 9:39. Time for a final look at the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Hello, my friends.
Oh.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Are you the most interesting man in the world?
I'm the most interesting radio personality in the world. Here is the showbiz beat with Rafael Garmendez.
You cannot keep this up.
Who says I can't?
I can?
I can. Alan McKay.
I just creeped Ali right the F out right there. Here's why we can't have nice things.
All right.
Because of bad people. I feel bad for the kid yesterday in Wisconsin. Did you hear about him?
No.
Which one?
Just celebrating May the 4th be with you. Mm-hmm. Just celebrating Star Wars Day.
Like every good American should.
And he showed up in his stormtrooper costume.
Right.
Okay.
And that's when the police were called.
What? What?
They rushed to the campus to discover a student decked out in what they claimed was full body armor and a helmet, carrying a bag that may or may not have contained weapons.
Or his books.
And so he was placed on lockdown. The school was placed on lockdown, and he was removed by authorities from the campus and held. Until they could figure out what was going on.
Was it as completely innocent as we all suspect? He was just dressed up like a Star Wars character?
He was just dressed up for Star Wars Day.
I mean, that makes it an overreaction, and I guess their defense would be, yeah, but what if that wasn't what was going on? What if somebody was using that as a cover?
I know, yeah, I'm saying that's why we can't have nice things.
Right.
This is why you fail.
This is why
exactly,
you
Yoda lady.
And, by the way, stormtroopers are bad dudes. So, for the sake of the Rebel Alliance, I think it was smart that they took him down. Because he was probably looking for those plans. Right? To went into the R2 unit?
Sure.
Find me the R2 unit.
Someone said. Hey, CBS. You know, CBS cares.
I hear that, yes. Yeah.
And they have this new thing called CBS All Access, which is their streaming service. If you want to watch the new Star Trek TV series, for example, you're going to have CBS All Access.
Mm-hmm. How many different streaming services are we, the public, going to be expected to pay for before all is said and done?
All.
Because we got our Amazon, and we got our Hulu, and we got our Netflix, and, you know, there's CISO, and there's so many of them now.
Yes. Yes, there are, Bean. There are many of them.
But now you're saying we need CBS.
I'm just saying. You don't need it. It's not mandatory.
Right.
Right.
But they're going to make it available should you choose to pick it up.
That's where this Good Wife spinoff has been so popular,
yeah.
Right? It's on that.
The good boss. The good lady. Mm. The lady wife. The lady boss.
I think it is called the lady wife. Boss. I think you got it.
Anyway, this week, beginning next week rather, you will be able to also pick up Showtime streaming package and CBS All Access for one low, low price. So they're going to start to bundle them, I think, because, like you said, Bean, people are getting tired of shelling out for each one individual. So I think you're going to start seeing more and more bundling, you know, assuming that it's the company that owns all the networks, like it happens with CBS and Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's good news for all of us, don't you?
CBS cares.
Everybody sad that Emerald City has been canceled?
Oh.
Yeah, managing to overcome it?
This was a Wizard of Oz based TV show?
Yeah, but it was a gritty. It was a gritty Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Emerald City. Vincent D'Onofrio is the wizard.
Oh,
I like him.
I love him.
Jolie Richardson is Glinda, the good witch.
I had no idea any of these good people were in the show.
Oh, well, that's why. It's canceled. Nice work.
Aww.
Was it on Dumbass.
Was it on the C-Dub?
No, it was on NBC.
Oh.
Huh.
Well, they missed me then.
People like you that ruin everything. Game of Thrones viewers will be happy to know HBO says they're not working on just one, not just two, and not three, but four possible spinoffs. Of
Yay!
Game of Thrones.
Do we need four?
I don't believe so.
I get more email from our listeners complaining about us not talking about Game of Thrones than anything else we don't do on this show. People really think that we are missing the boat by not spending some time talking about that show and those characters and those actors and those books because they are obsessed with them.
And we're awful because we keep them from watching it.
Yeah.
And we don't let them read those
books. Well, we don't.
They're not allowed.
Everything. Oh, that's right.
No.
They can go off and do that, can't
they? But I think what they're saying is they'd enjoy hearing our take on the storyline have some of those actors in as guests.
Would they really?
But I guess my question, the reason I bring it up is, are we all bad and wrong? Are we all missing out on some great cultural phenomenon?
No,
because
it's better for
none
those
of us
people.
Are watching
it's
it.
It's better for those people that you're not talking about it, I think. Because you know what it would be? It'd be like, winter is coming. So you don't want Bean saying that kind of stuff.
Right?
She could be the mother of my dragon.
But I think Kevin and Bean fans would like to hear us interviewing, you know, Peter Dinklage and people like that.
Yeah, but you just smear your creep all over it, and then what do they got?
I would like to see Kevin trying to keep everything
That would be awesome.
On track.
I stand corrected. That would be great to hear him talk about. So, wait a minute. The Knight's forces are with the Dragon Queen?
Monday morning, the Kevin Game of Thrones recap.
I like it.
That might be a hot take. I like it.
Paris Jackson was in the news. This is for real. She was seen in, Paris is where she was. The point of the story for me is not where she was, although her name is Paris and she was in Paris. It's who she was hanging out with, her godfather. Do you know who her godfather is, Paris Jackson's godfather?
I do.
I don't think you do.
I believe he was left home alone.
He was.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Macaulay Culkin
is
Paris Jackson's godfather.
Yeah.
Why was this not made public until now? What are they hiding from us?
Oh.
Something's up. By the way, they weren't in Paris at all.
This is not about Paris Jackson either.
Is her name even Paris?
They were neighbors, and then she used a sickle and she cut off his penis. No, the reason I was confused is because they were in New York, but her name is Paris, and then they went to a nightclub called Paris Blues.
Enough.
So there are a lot of Parises in this story. It's easy to see where I got confused.
Just none of them are in France.
But Paris later showed up at the Met Gala, and that was in New York, so...
With Macaulay Culkin?
No, by herself.
And it wasn't Macaulay Culkin. It turns out it was Seth Green. I don't know what the confusion was there.
Macaulay Culkin. Strange that. And lastly, Morning Joe co-hosts Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski are getting married.
Mm-hmm.
That
What's
doesn't
going
happen
on
very
with
often.
Those two, this thing that they have together?
Mm-hmm.
Look.
How long have they been working together?
I think
years.
A long time. I think they've been hosting together
they've
for years.
They've been keeping this secret.
Mika split from her husband last June.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I guess. Morning Joe indeed.
Right.
Right?
Please don't ever make that hand motion.
Hot cup of Joe for Mika.
Oh, don't put that in a cup.
That's what I'm saying.
Just don't.
They're NBC you in bed, I guess.
I
MSNBC
don't.
You without your clothes on
I hate
is what
this.
They're saying.
I hate all of it. Yep.
A lot of people meet and marry
and
or at least
bone
date.
At work, apparently.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Coworkers. I mean, if you're a person who works a lot, that's the available pool of partners.
No,
people that you
not.
Work with.
You know what? You know what your available pool of partners is? How about your wife or your husband? Are they still available in the pool of partners?
I feel like he was married, too.
He was, Allie McKay.
Okay. Oh,
he divorced his second wife in 2012.
Yeah.
And she split from her husband last June.
All right. When you put it that way, it does sound like maybe there was more going on than I realized.
Do you think?
I wonder what they talk about.
Why do some people tune out?
Listen, tomorrow is the K-Rock Super Games and Brewfest Especial at Santa Anita Park. You should go to this thing. and you should drink, and you should play the games, mm-hmm. and you should run around and play Dunk the Dummy when Chip is sitting in there waiting to be dunked, and human foosball, and cornholio, and giant beer pong, and jumbo chenga. Come on, how fun is this?
I would pay $50 for this.
Well, you would pay too much, Allie, because it's only $5 for general admission.
So add two zeros.
$25 for the VIP experience, which is drink tickets, an exclusive VIP area, including private restrooms and bar, and a trucker hat. Gates open at 11 a.m. Would you like to go? Of course you would. If you're 21 years of age or older, call right now, 1-800-520-1067. Caller number 4 will get a 4-pack of VIP passes to the big Super Games and Brewfest Especial 2 tomorrow at Santa Anita Park. Here's going to be there. Beer Mike's going to be there. Chip, Dave the King of Mexico, DJ Omar Khan, Nicole Alvarez, and Lightning.
Holy nice. Moly. And the freaking Kentucky Derby is going on, too, by
right?
the way.
Right? And they're giving away Weenie Rose tickets there as well, too, tomorrow. So you got everything. For tonight's enjoyment, 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose, Kevin Smith and I are doing Hollywood Babylon again. We'd love to have you come out and join us. It's very simple. You go to improv.com, you click on the Hollywood location, and there you can purchase your tickets to come hang out with us tonight.
No!
Today's celebrity birthdays, Danielle Fishel's 36, Henry Cavill is 34, Adele is 29, oh, she's the best, and from the best to the worst, Chris Brown is 28 years old today. Here's hoping it's the last time I announce a birthday of his.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph Garman. Hey, on your drive home today, do me this courtesy, would you? And tune in to the commercial-free 5 p.m. hour, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. And speaking of commercial-free, how about this weekend? Do you even know about this, Ralph?
No.
Starting Saturday morning at 9 through Sunday night at 9, no commercials on camera.
Just Rodney?
I hope, God, I
wish. It'll be just wall-to-wall Rodney.
So basically all day commercial-free Saturday, all day commercial-free Sunday. That is amazing. So I hope that you will check that out. Monday morning Monday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yay, PSA.
Thank you, Rodney. Harvey Levin from PMZ.com, of course. We also have the great Ben McKenzie will be stopping by on the show Monday morning. Commissioner Gordon from TV's Gotham.
Yes, we know.
Special guest I can't talk about next week, but one I can, Jeff Garland, too. So have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Keep on dancing.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh, my God, you're a legend. I can't believe you're here.
Roll another one.
I'm gonna let my butthole talk.
Just like the other one.
It's very tight.
This one seems to be about quitting.
My thoughts are, who cares?
I need another hit.
Right now, and we'll get right back to you.
Just like the other one.
Kevin, I've had it.
This one seems to be about to end.
The system works.
I don't have another cent.
Panda, 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 panda.
But the one part that joined.
Are you ready to get sexy?
Just pass it around.
Would you all welcome Scott Baker?
It's still going. Oh, my God.
Turn it off! Turn it off! Turn it off! Turn it off!
You don't have to ask me.
Why not?
Because I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinions.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the President of the United States.
That's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
This was a success.
Zendo!